Hey. How you doing? You are? Alrighty, happy birthday. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Just shut up. That's fucking sick tits. A little birdie told me. So stupid. Anyway, a few things. Right now, I'm on my way. Thursday night, I'm making this opening. On my way to Sarah Silverman and Friends show in my car. You can hear it. That's my horn. Next week is a two-parter. I'll have Kelly Carlin on, which I'm excited about. She is doing a one-woman show in Los Angeles about her dad. And she's interesting at many levels. That just being one of them, obviously. So excited to have Kelly on. And then Eliza Skinner and Troy will be back. That's the second part of next week. And then, is that it? You know what? I'm going to be at Sketchfest Friday night doing my... Someone was going to cut in front of me there. Friday night doing my podcast at Sketchfest in San Francisco. Could use a little local band, maybe, if you're out there and you want to email me. ToddGlassComedy@gmail.com. And... what was I just saying? I paused it because I had to pull over. I got arrested. I'm in jail now. No, I paused it because I was driving recklessly making my opening while driving. But I wasn't texting. There's a difference because I'm not, I'm just doing a voice memo while I look forward. But anyway, I think that's it. I think that's the opening. Remember how I said I might not read the negative... I read the negative emails sometimes, although how long has it been since I've read them? But the positive ones sometimes you don't always read on the air. But I've got a few of them this week, and they always are appreciated. Not in some insecure, oh, I need accolade, but it's nice sometimes. It reminds you, okay, that's cool, that's nice, that's sweet. Go fuck yourself. That's what you do after you think you've been a little too sensitive. You try to toughen yourself up. Well, fuck yourself. I'm not redoing this opening. Alrighty. So you know I got them, and you know I appreciate them. And yes, I do read them. Why do I keep saying, it just seems like I don't have that much to say. There is not that much, I guess. We're done. I guess I could just roll in the show. Aristotle? How you doing?
I'm doing fine!
Okay, great. Wow, it sounded like Aristotle was doing really good. It's like he was screaming, it sounded like. It's almost like he sang how he was. Didn't it seem like he was singing it? Whatever I say, he has to do. Otherwise, it won't make sense. I mean, he was really singing it. It seemed like he was like, I'm great. And he held that note so long. Wow. Wow. All right, everybody. Wish me luck on the Sarah Silverman show. In spirit. And I just pulled up to a 4Runner, a Toyota 4Runner. It's probably like 72 in mint shape. I think that's a car I'd want to have. I like the old Wagoneers, too. You know, the big old Wagoneers, they stopped making them in 91, that style. But this Toyota 4Runner is really cool looking. All right. Everybody, it's a car show.
Yeah, I liked it, 4Runner.
All right. Have fun. You're great. I'm proud of you. You're special. Let yourself be happy. Good luck with your sobriety. It's going good. Remember, you little fucking superhero. You hear me? Superhero. And by the way, somebody goes, oh, I know what you mean. I'm like a superhero. No, you're a fucking superhero. I don't care if it's drugs, food, pot, liquor, being faithful. Whatever you're trying not to do, if you're accomplishing it, you're special. Even if you're not accomplishing it, I think you're pretty cool. All right. Now I'm just trying to be nice to everybody. Well, why not? All right, have fun. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, it's exciting. Every week. Jesus Christ. I mean, excuse my language. What's
the Todd Glass situation? A bunch of lies about my personal life and a bunch of true stories about my 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please welcome to the program the very funny Todd Glass.
Oh, that's exciting.
Veteran comedian and podcast pioneer is with us and now best-selling author.
Oh.
Todd Glass, that's how you doing, Todd?
Hey, it's Zach.
Oh, Zach.
Oh. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Leave me alone. I'm hanging out with Ryan Stiles. Jesus Christ.
David Feldman. I'm Jewish.
Why would he call it? Tell me he's Jewish. That's ridiculous.
Hi, Todd. It's Maron. Mark Maron.
Oh.
I don't know what I got to do to get on your fucking show.
Ugh. Ugh.
If you fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again.
Wow. I guess I'm, like, famous. What?
The official Don Rickles historian, Todd Glass.
Wow. It's exciting. Yeah, it's a real show. Jesus.
Hey, Todd. It's Nick Swartzen. I'm calling again about doing your podcast.
Wow.
Most frequent guest on the program.
Wow.
You've set a record 4 times. It's your 4th appearance.
That's exciting.
Todd Glass, everybody.
Thank you.
Wow.
Please say hello to comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
Ah, come on, everybody. This is exciting. It's not like those other shows they applaud. You can tell there's something going on in the studio.
Yes.
Yes. No, it doesn't die down like the other shows. The other show, they go, No, this is, you can tell that when you get this, there's a feeling in the air. Oh, I'm exhausted. All right, listen, everybody. How are y'all? You doing good, Robbie?
No, I'm doing great.
Goodwin.
Yes.
I say Godwin once by accident. Jake hit me over the head practically. Goodwin is here. Robbie Goodwin is here. And you had to cancel last time. I like to make it more dramatic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of drama involved there, yeah.
And I'm glad to hear you. Robbie got a pedicure today. He came by to talk about it. He said that's all he's here to talk about.
Feet feel real nice. Real nice.
And then Andy Wood. Andy?
Yes.
I didn't realize you had never been here before.
I'm glad this worked out.
I'm glad it worked out, too. Are you okay?
Oh, this is amazing. I had no idea you guys recorded can we talk about the surroundings?
Oh, of course,
Do the listeners know?
They know, yes, they know.
20?
But okay. It's above a, you could be a first-time listener. Look at this fucking idiot walking by the window. San Antonio said they like when I mentioned that. Guy's walking around like a fucking idiot. Why is that a fucking idiot?
We're looking at like 20 Ferraris right now.
Yeah, there's a few different types of cars down there. But anyway, yeah, that's a Corvette, I guess, and that's a Ferrari. That you might wonder why that Hyundai is down there. You know, that's the owner's first car that he tracked down and found.
Really?
Yeah, then he's going to restore it. So. Oh, when Tom Martin said, Tom Martin said that, I'll answer you, Mr. Trolley. No, public television, yes, obviously, Mr. Rogers was public television, and yes, Mr. Trolley, you got me. I thought he didn't get the joke. He goes, I got the joke. I was kidding.
Okay.
Mr. Trolley said, hey, you were making fun of public television last week. What about Mr. Rogers was on public television? I went to respond, and Mr. Trolley said, I get it. That's the joke. So thank you, Mr. Trolley. What? Right. You didn't.
Now he's just rubbing it in.
I don't like to do anything with Mr. Trolley that's negative. Like, I wanted to say you didn't fuck Jim Kirkman, but... I decided not to. All right. So I want to say hello to you guys. You know the way it is. I'm going to say hello to you, and then I'm going to go through some stuff, and then we're going to just have pure fun today. It's going to be great. Aristotle, you doing good?
So good.
I guess we have a real show because you're like on a microphone. Where's your mic? Is it on?
Huh?
Which one is it?
Hello.
No. Which is your mic? Hold on. Oh, I got you. Go. Try it again.
Hello. I'm way over here in the other room. You have the controls, though.
Why are you in the other room? Because what?
Because we're professional.
What are these other shows?
If I'm at the table, I'm going to be making all kinds of noise.
I get confused, though. When I hear these other shows and the producers at the table, is that like a fake show? Or like, I don't... No, I'm not trying to be flippant or anything. I just grew up listening to Howard Stern, and I knew that the producer was in another room. On these other shows, it sounds like they're at the table. Is it like a fake... Is it like more of like a fake show?
I think it's...
Yeah, I don't. It's embarrassing. I guess how Jake said it the best the other day. He goes, "Why have a podcast if your producer's sitting at the table?" It's like a joke. It's like a joke.
Yeah.
We're anyway. All right.
Professionalism is what's lacking in everything these days.
Thank you.
It's the end of expertise.
In this economy.
People don't respect an expert.
We're going to be so good today. And I want you guys to know, Robbie, especially, well, both of you, everything's going to be great today. Everything you do is going to be great. Everything you say is going to be great. You're in the best comforting, you know, you're not best comforting. I didn't say that right. You know, after you do the show a while, then you go back and listen to it. You realize you say things wrong. So now I like to instantly go back. I say, you're in the best. What did I say? Whatever I said, it didn't come out right. So you're in good company. Everything's going to be fine. I don't want anyone to be stressed. Sometimes I go to do radio and I will get like a little bit like, I saw Robbie in the car looking at his notes. He's like, I could do my bit about peanuts.
It's a good
maybe,
chunk.
Maybe I could work that into there. So everything's going to be great. But let's rip through this real quick. You give me, now's the time you just sit back, relax, you drink your coffee. I put some whipped cream in there. Gabe is here today. And let me go through this real quick. So, no, not real quick. Let me slow down. Hold on. Slow down, Todd. Slow the fuck down. I'll tell you why I think I speed through this part. Because I do other podcasts, and when they make you wait, it sucks. And then I know that's what I'm doing to you guys. I mean, you sort of weigh in and everything, but it will take 15 minutes. By the way, you know, even though Blake Wexler put the word out on the street, don't interrupt, Todd will, you know, just let... That's not true. I'm just saying you don't have to weigh in. But if there's anything that I say that you feel like, oh, yeah, but you don't... But, or otherwise, I could just rip through it. So here we go. How you doing, everybody? So yesterday at 2 o'clock, I got a call from Louis C.K. and
Louis C.K.
I get calls from Golden Globe nominated actors. Ooh.
It's in my phone book under Josh Lewis. Ooh.
Pootie Tang is on a first name basis with me.
My friends have abbreviated last names. Ooh. Ooh.
As soon as it was coming out of my mouth, I knew it. But it's okay. It's okay. You guys have fun. I don't care. No, don't, Robbie, don't hold up a note. That's throwing me off. Robbie holds up. When do I get to talk about my pedicure I had? No, when we get to it. Not in the middle of that bit, Robbie.
I want
to
talk about it.
I know you do, but we'll talk about it later. I know you got a pedicure, and we're going to talk about it. Okay, so he said, would you like to open up for me? Of course, when I see it's Louis, you know, I call right back. You know, could be money involved. You know, I like, you know, you know, my fingers are so fat I can't dial quick enough. Louis, it's Todd. Did you get anybody yet? He's like, no, Todd. I was just.
Yeah, Todd, it's Louie. I was just calling to see if you had Todd Barry's phone number.
Oh. I thought you had work for me. He said, do you want to open up for me at the forum tonight? Now, when I thought the forum, so I was like, of course I do. And I was excited because it's going to be fun. And also, I just took a vacation, which I rarely take. And it paid for it. Like, I go, okay, what I'm going to make? Just done. Nice. Just done. And I didn't pay for it yet because Chris, my ex, look at me, so opened, paid for it. We rented a house. We talked about it last week. And the airfare and the house, he just goes, I'll pay for it all. And then later, because there were six of us that went in on it, we'll clear up the financial end of it when we get back home. And he'll figure out the numbers, what we spent when we were there. So I was like, oh, it's just done. It's done. I don't have to go into my account for it. So anyway, so that was nice. And then I get there. So I was supposed to work with Scott Moran on this thing, and then I called him. I said, I can't, and I said, well, you go with me. So yeah, they sent a car, which is always nice. You don't have to think. And on the way there, I thought it was 13. I asked Scott how many it was. He goes, it's about 13. He just said 13. I thought he meant 1300. I'm like, oh, that's cool, because with sometimes with Louis it could be like 1500, or 5,000, you know, when you open up for him. So I thought 1,300 is sort of intimate, and I'm sort of relaxed with that at this point. I remember the first time I did 1,300, I was very nervous, and then after a while, you're like, 1,300, you can look out to 1,300 people, and it's incredibly intimate, in you know. But then when I got there, I was like, 1,300, this looks a lot bigger, but maybe they curtain it off a little bit. And we got there, it's 13,000. So I got a little bit nervous. I was like, oh, maybe I should look at my notes. But... So and the backstage is fucking crazy. Like, most backstages are sort of shitty. This backstage, I felt like a little kid. Louis hadn't been there yet, so I was with Scott. I go, you got to come in his dressing room. It's fucking ridiculous. There was a yogurt machine with toppings out. And I'm, like, eating it. I'm like, oh, this is so good. Then I ate half of his sandwich, planned my lie when Louis would go, did you eat my sandwich? So, by the way, to George Carlin, that's true. Well, I was so hungry, and he had some sandwiches in his green room. They called me and said, do you want anything in your green room? There's only water and soda. And I went, no, I'm fine. That's all I need, water and soda. When I got there, I'm like, I should have asked for some shit. But you get there, and you pull in, and you're in the Suburban, and there's security, and they head you towards the back. It's like, it's fun. It's exciting. Get your blood flowing. It's, like, really cool. And Scott was with me. He was so much fun to be with. I couldn't have picked a better person to, like, you know, to have that experience. I've never done 13,000 people before. The most I did probably was with Daniel Tosh, which was like 5,000, and that was nerve-wracking. But I will credit Louis. He reminded me of something he said a long time ago, and he reminded me. He goes, remember, go out there. Don't just sand the edges off of this. Like, don't think you have to go out there and do anything different. Just be who you are. So on the pre-announcement, and I know it's ironic as I'm doing it, but I'm taking his, I'm like literally like at a comedy club. There's 13,000 people, and I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, we have your attention, please. Listen, everybody sit down. I don't want people. So I don't know Blake Wexler's in the audience, and Blake calls me today, and he's like, Todd, I couldn't fucking believe we're at the Forum. Yeah. Only you are going, I don't want anybody walking around. Sit down. I don't. Oh, shit. Oh. I knocked over James Cameron. He did the crying thing. So you know, and you know, it's very, you know, it's echo. All you hear is, ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. I don't want. And I was sort of half serious, half kidding. I said, don't yell out. I go, and then I said, you know, just shh. I go, I know what you're thinking. Like, oh, who's doing this pre-announcement? Like, who tells you to shush before a show? But hardcore comedy fans are out there. I say all this going, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 15,000 people, but there's going to be an amazing amount of civility here tonight. Everybody, shh, calm. That's what makes a great show, calm. Everybody, shh, shut the fuck up and listen. I go, with that in mind, please welcome Todd Glass. I go out on stage. I open up with Bim Bam Baby, you know, the that Frank Sinatra song, Bim, and I sing it. I go, fuck, come on. Sing along, you son of a bitches. I take my mip, map, mop, and my brim, bram, broom, and I clim, clam, clean up the rim, ram, room. And then I do my show, and I'm very I'm somewhat relaxed. I'm very relaxed, actually. And then as I get off the show, I didn't like the bit I ended with. So when I'm walking off, I go, that was a shitty bit, but thank you very much. Have a good time with Louis. And then as I'm walking away, I go, why did I close? I'm like talking still on the mic, even though I'm off stage. And Louis looks at me and he goes, no, keep doing it, keep doing it. I go, you know, there's nobody on stage now. It's just pitch dark. And then they hear me going, I'm so nervous. I didn't know what to close with. I wanted to do that, but Louis says do new stuff. He's got to be making. I mean, no bullshit. 13,000 people. Even if after taxes and his agent and his manager and Dave Becky, even if he gets 20 bucks ahead, he's walking the fuck out of here with at least $300,000. That's fucking great. And I just go on and on. And then I end, and it goes dark, and Louis just walks out. And it was really fun. And then afterwards, went backstage. It's like one of those things. It's like, you know, you it's like Rob Reiner is backstage.
Whoa. Oh.
And then...
Princess Bride is backstage.
Oh.
I think I'm great because I'm with the director of North. Ooh.
Meathead Reiner came to watch me close open for Louis.
This is Spinal Tap.
Guys, come on. Don't be immature. So anyway, I'm almost done. So then in walks. You know, sometimes you think about this, like, just, I think the only reason gross about telling these stories is if you try to play it off like it wasn't fun. It was exciting, you know, you just, like, you're like, and I was so glad Scott was with me because we're both, like, giddy and enjoying it, and everybody was friendly and happy and in a good mood, and people are just, you know, enjoying each other and talking, and they're like, you're in the backstage. It's like if you saw this in a movie, you're like, yeah, this is the part when you grow up, you see that stuff, the backstage stuff, you know? So... And then Harry Styles walks in.
Oh! Less than two directions.
Which
one
direction?
Direction.
The green room.
Yeah. Yeah, right. When you right here. Just when you do that bit. Like, over there.
Oh, sorry.
Two directions. Whoa! My sister.
Guys, come on! Don't lose out on me.
Really nice hair.
He's got extremely large hair. He's the new kid-year-old self.
Something about One Direction.
He's a young, pretty man with a nice voice.
This show was directionless before.
So I went over and I was like, I wasn't sure, but I thought, you know, like sometimes you ask for pictures, sometimes you don't. Sometimes asking for a picture can maybe they say ruin everything. You had a great moment, so what? It's in your head, you know. But I asked Dave Becky, Louis's manager. I said, should I? I thought he'd say don't ask for a picture. And that was like my excuse to go, you know, because you see other people, you go over other comedians' house and they have a wall maybe in their office of things that happened over their career. So sometimes pictures can be cool and they're memories. And I thought, but if Dave Becky will say not to do it, then I don't have to worry about it. I said, is it all right if I have a picture? He goes, absolutely. I was like, nah, fuck. But then I went over, I said, hey, do you mind? He couldn't have been, you know, what you hear, nicer. So I said, can we get the picture where we act like we're talking? And I did it. And then he goes, no. We did that one. He goes, I got a better one. You're going to love this one better. So he goes, just stand, look straight ahead. And he whispers in my ear like he's telling me something. I'm like, oh, that's the good one. And then Dave Becky's friend, he did the thing where he mushes his face. So he takes Ryan Styles, right? No. Harry Styles. Fucking Ryan Styles. It was Ryan Seacrest. I'm sorry. I always get, no. So he mushed it. So, and then I tweeted it. And it's funny because he has 23 million followers, 9,000 retweets. 9,000 retweets for a. Because there's his fans that some of them might be like, why? Oh, and then I tweeted hanging out with my homie, Harry Styles. And then the next one where he's whispering in my ear, I go, Jesus Christ, he won't shut the fuck up. And then, you know, there's like all these fans, the younger ones, why would he want him to shut the fuck up? Why, who is this fucking idiot? So the whole night was just very special. And it was a lot of fun. And it was, you know, afterwards, I hung out with Scott and it was a lot of fun. So that was last night. Okay, so there's that. My dates. We're gonna be done in 6-7 minutes. And I brought my book. I still have the book, everybody. Shut the fuck up. I'll be in Vegas the 20th through the 24th at the Improv. I'll be at Sketchfest January 30th and 31st. Jake Adams, follow him on Twitter. Will be Jake Adams.
The Jake Adams Show. Jake Adams Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Jake Adams will be with me because on Friday night we're going to do the podcast in San Francisco at Sketchfest. Okay, so let's move through this very quick because I know plugs suck. Tempe, I'll be at... some club in Tempe. I know there's the Improv and then the new club. I should know it. It's so lame. I'll say it on the opening. The 5th, 6th, I'll be at the Tempe... What's the new club there called? Not the new club. Stand up. I'll be in Tempe. So just listen to the podcast next week and I'll tell you what club. But I'll be there the 5th and 6th of February. I'll be at the Vancouver Comedy Festival at Yuck Yucks all week. Not all week. The 19th, 20th, and 21st at Vancouver Yuck Yucks. And I'm really looking forward to that. And then the 26th, 27th, and 28th, it looks like, although I'll know tomorrow definitely, I could probably wait, the Comedy Bar. So I'll go from Yuck Yucks in Vancouver, which... I've been dealing with them on the phone, and they could not be more. I'm really looking forward to that date in Yuck Yucks. Me and one other act, and then a little band opening up the show, which I'll find out their name and we'll give them a little credit next week. So that's and then I'll be at the DC Improv on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of April at the DC Improv, obviously one of my favorite clubs, and then maybe the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown the 10th and 11th. Okay, so there's that.
Todd.
Yes, sir.
I don't know the name of the Tempe club, but can I suggest a name for a club in Tempe?
Yes.
If I were going to open a club.
Hot fun, hot funny shit.
I'm going Temporary Insanity. Can we do that?
Temporary.
Well, it's funny. It's funny. Like, come like, on. But I would no, no. Nope. Okay. Let me answer you. Like now, I would laugh. But let's say I'm really opening up a club. Okay. Now, would you still say that?
Funny stuff happens here.
Oh, what's this? That's not nice. Jay, come on, be nice.
Todd, now, you don't understand how this business works, Todd, okay? You got to remind the people. There's going to be craziness here. You got to remind the people in the name. You have to give them something to go like, what's this night going to be?
Yeah.
Things are going to get a little cuckoo.
My favorite is Rooster T Feathers. It's just a chicken. The name is just based on a chicken.
And it's embarrassing when you have to invite people to a club. You know, that's why I always thought Charlie Goodnights, even before Helium took it over. I like that name. Where are you working? Charlie Goodnights. That's like a nice name. Or like, just like a cool
Acme
name.
Comedy Club. Yeah,
Acme Comedy Club is sure. I think it works. Just the name of the street. Like when they were opening up Helium, I just said, call it Samson Street Comedy Club. You know, Samson Street Comedy Theater, whatever. But, yeah, they think. So I wouldn't genuinely want to name my club that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you were
serious. No, I'm
sorry. Randy Rose. Randy Rose. Oh, is that the one about Randy Rose? I go, slow down. That's every week. Slow down. Why do I go at such a high rate? Why do I rev so high? What did Randy Rose write? Yeah, well, you know, I think this might also answer Gabby's question. Gabby, you know what you answered, and I didn't think I could do it justice. But he said when – explain it, Jay, because I think you – can you give him your mic just this one time, Andy? No, he was – it was – it's a pretty – yeah, you know what? Read it. I just slow down, Todd. Slow down. Read the email. Because it answers so many questions. The reason I think it's worth it is that – it's one question, but the quote from Martin Luther King answers so many other people that get angry when you doubt what they believe. They get angry.
So this email's from Randy Rose. Should I have the reverb as
no,
well?
No reverb.
It's pretty dramatic. It's pretty well known in the West that Islam as a whole doesn't handle criticism well. Neither does Christianity, but that's for another day, in parentheses. In response to Muslims attacking the French satirical cartoon company, Charlie Hebdo, I thought of this Martin Luther King Jr. quote. Our cause is just. Violence is self-demeaning. He was talking about violence against him and his fellow civil rights activists after he was attacked during a speech by a huge white man, but the idea holds true. When people are trying so hard to hang on to old ideas, whether they are black people or somehow less deserving of freedom or gay people shouldn't get married, or women need to stay in the home and out of the business world, or that Islam cannot be criticized, and they react with violence, it just shows that they have no real argument. They have no real reason for holding on to archaic views. They can't articulate any sense, so they react with fists, feet, guns, and bombs. But our cause is just. We won't be scared into stopping comedy or satire. If anything, these acts will make our comedy better, stronger. We will criticize even more and be scared of retaliation even less. Even if it takes years, we will be, as you so often say, on the right side of history.
And the quote, read the Martin Luther King quote again, because I like that. Read it one more time.
Our cause is just. Violence is self-demeaning.
Yeah, it is true. And I thought about it because I try to find loopholes and like people go, well, Todd, you get angry. You go, but I don't, there's different levels of anger. But I don't, you know, I don't, if someone disagrees with me, want to blow them up. And it's true. And of course that person wouldn't be able to hear that and go, oh, maybe that's right. But yeah, when you have nothing, when you're holding on to something so tight and you can't explain why, because there is no reason why, you go to rage. It's like when you're, you know, I think what a lot of people do that have that type of behavior, they forget that we can understand, we can get in their head. I've lied. I've got angry when I got caught lying, and you get angry, really. So they forget, oh, just because I'm not who you are anymore, I can sort of get into your head, and you're angry. You're angry because you got caught, and you're not going to admit it, but you're just fucking angry, and there's no way to explain it. Anyway, I don't know if I did that justice. That's why I'm going to move on, but I like that quote. Okay, so let's move on. We're going good here. William Guthrie. Let's talk about him later in the show because we can have a, like we did last week with Tom. Hold on, William. He sent in $250, so pays for a lot of bubble machines. Okay. So, William, we'll talk about you later because we're going to do like a what did we do with Tom last week? We acted like those shows. What do they call where they stop and they get ask for money?
Telethon.
The telethon. Thank you. I'm writing it down for the people listening, for the people that watch. You're fucked up because there's nothing to watch. Scott commercial. One more time. My friend Scott, who works over on Tosh.0, who is also, I know he's a reserve police officer, which, and by the way, the reason I want you to do this for Scott, because he's a good guy. He's one of the, what I, and I believe me, he's one of the, what I call, I think there's about 5% of the police force that are as good as Scott. 5%. Does that mean after that they are horrendous, the worst cops in the fucking world? No, obviously it's a decline till you get to that. But him, as good as he is, 5%. So, but not that that matters. Well, it does matter. It's why I like him, and it's why I want to do this. So he, explain, Jake, what we want people to do.
There's the Doritos commercial every year for the Super Bowl, and everybody has a chance to enter this contest. And Scott's commercial that he made it to the top 10 on Doritos.com or whatever. I mean, it's very easy to search. So if you go on and enter that contest and look at all the applicants, he made the video called The Middle Seat. So if you can, vote for that one.
And can we put it on our Facebook page, too? So, and we tweeted it, too. Okay. And so Scott, you know, is a – I don't know what his role is at Daniel Tosh. I think he's a producer. I'm probably saying it wrong, and I'll hear this and go, Todd. But he is a reserve officer. And what a reserve officer is – I mean, you're a cop, but you don't get paid. And they need reserve officers because, you know, they have a lot to do with why the – you know, they there's so many of them. And I think they put you through the academy. If I understand correctly, I don't think you have to pay to go through the academy, but you have to do two nights a week. You have to, you know.
Do they have all the rights of a police officer?
Yeah, they're police officers.
They can do whatever.
Yeah, they're cops. Cops. You know, they are cops. They have to go through the same academy. They still have a gun. They still are driving, you know, a police car 100 miles. They have to go all through the same training. But he's a reserve officer, and he's a really good reserve officer. Those are the and so is my friend John Bledsoe that I used to do ride-alongs with. Same type of cop. Like, you know, like just. I remember when John sometimes would be dealing with someone that was, you know, behind a supermarket, laying near a dumpster, drugged out of their head. And he would always get out of the car and go, hey, I don't know if this, God forbid, could be my kid. You know, what the, you know, later in life that my kid, hey, good, decent people go. And he would always get out of the car and he still had to follow the rules. He was still a cop, but he didn't have to treat them like they were the dregs and the trash of society. And that's the way, Scott is, and that's the way my friend John were. And I've done some other ride-alongs where they weren't always like that. You know, they were nice to me because I met them after a show. But these guys should be training other cops because that's the type – we do need police.
Of course, yeah.
We need them. But – and you know who's madder at the shit cops more than anybody? Cops like them.
Yeah.
It's like I get mad at bad comedy. You should only know the way they feel about bad cops. It's a lot fucking worse.
Speaking of that, I'm curious though. Like, how did he get from that to being like? I'm always fascinated by someone like Rob Riggle, who was a Marine and also a really hilarious comic. Like, those things don't. Maybe it's my own prejudices that those just don't like.
You don't
go together in my head.
You're right.
So, like, does that surprise you when someone has the kind of like sense of? Because I feel like people that go into the military and into the police service have like a sense of. I mean, a lot of reasons, but some of it is for this sense of, like, duty, which I feel like is sort of
it
the opposite of a comics are sort of anti...
Free thinking. And you know what? You're right. Overwhelmingly, it wouldn't happen. Someone that was a police officer wouldn't have the same type of sense of humor that we do. And Scott does. Like, Scott's silly, and he's fun, and he gets it, and we do ride-alongs, and we do bits all night long. No, but you know what? It helps, I think, because I think it makes him a well-rounded person.
Yeah.
And you're right, most of the time it wouldn't, but yeah, it's weird like how he did. He's also funny, but then he because it sounds weird like he's a cop and then he's a producer, you know. I wish I knew what his title was on the Tosh.0 show, but I think he's a producer. But anyway,
it's more that I'm saying I feel embarrassed that I even am surprised by it because I shouldn't be. It's my own prejudice.
They seem like they'd be two different kind of guys,
yeah.
Like a cop and a person in the entertainment industry. It's almost like completely different.
But there we go. So there's Scott. Nick. Okay, we'll end with that last. I like that sound. I do. Eric, I got your email and your song. What was the song that Eric sent in that you downloaded at the I just wanted him to know that he goes, oh, that is me. That was the kindest email, and I will. Doesn't get any sweeter and kinder than that. And I got your email, and I appreciate it. You're a good man. Nick, hey, this is the last one. This is the last one. Oh, I'm also I'm also doing the pot show for the Riot Festival this Sunday. So today's Friday, so this Sunday I'm doing the Riot Festival show. So go on their website and see when that is. They asked us to give that a quick plug. You know, I do want to deal with this now. And then it's our last thing. We're going to take a break and everything's going to be fine. Is everybody good? Robbie, are you good?
I'm fantastic.
Okay. You're still doing your show?
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday nights?
Wednesday nights at 10 at the Westside Comedy Theater. It's called Lip Service.
You know, that theater, it seems like in the last year, more and more people know about it.
Yeah.
That's a great theater.
I love it. It's such a fun room.
It's just, that room is what a club, it's the brick and the, you, don't you enter through the alley?
Yeah, you enter through the alley, yes.
Yeah, and you just go in there, and sometimes they have the lights a little too bright. So
I agree.
Please take control. play them this. Ask them to play this. You have an awesome club. It has the guts, and you do it great, and they're nice, and they're kind, and the bartender was nice. You just walk in there. There's such a great energy. So tell – and the shows, and they're doing different things. It's just, that place feels special. I'm telling you, if someone told you to go listen to the podcast and said listen at 38 minutes, your lights are too bright. Even when they're walking in, stop it. There was some side area or an office door that was open near the bathroom. You want people to come into your club and just forget about life.
Yeah.
Everything should be ridiculously low. They go, oh, once the show starts. Yeah, once the show starts, it gets darker. But even before the show starts, as you're seating people, darken it up. Darken the – when the bathroom door swings open, no one should see 3 100-watt bulbs light coming into the showroom. Would you – I'm going to repeat myself because I say this all the time. At a movie theater – I'm not crazy. Some people go, all right, Todd. Nah. No. No. I'm fucking dead right. Not a little bit wrong. I'm one fucking motherfucking 100% right. If you went to a movie theater and the door opened, you know you're
right. That is so funny.
That's awesome.
I have that for something else, but oh, so appropriate. If you went to a movie theater and answer this question, I don't mind if you go, Todd, to tell you the truth, and with your now, I wouldn't mind it. And I'm not going to exaggerate. 10 times or 15 during a movie, not 100. 10 times or 15 during the movie, the door opened up to outside or the bathroom, and a shit ton of light came in. Just for 3 seconds. Notice I'm not going. No, just for 3 seconds. Then maybe 4 minutes later, light came in from outside. Just for 3 or 4 seconds till the door opened. It shuts right away. And then 2 minutes later, maybe it happened 3 times in a row. Door opened, door shut, door opened, door shut. Then it didn't happen for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then it happened. You wouldn't go to the owner and complain because you wouldn't have to. Mm-hmm. Because somebody would have noticed it and somebody would have been said, why are you opening up that side door?
Yeah.
Is it the end of the world? You fucking bet it is! People are watching a movie. They don't want to be reminded of the real world. What makes you think in a comedy club they lower your fucking lights or I hope your whole fucking place goes out of business? Don't listen to this and try to figure out how I'm crazy. And you know why that angers me? Because everything that's hard to make it right, they did it. The guts of that room, everything's great. I know it's your show and I seem like I went off screaming, but this could help you.
No, yeah. No, you're completely right, Todd, because...
Are you afraid to say I'm right if they listen to this?
Well, I love working with everyone there and it's been a fantastic experience, but I also agree with you, Todd. I think that the lighting of a show can completely change
don't
a show.
Don't make the audience lit up. The audience doesn't want to be lit up. And you think, Todd, why can't you calmly say it? Because I did, and I don't know what it is. People that listen to this show tell me, oh, come by the room, and then I listen to my show, and then I go to their club, and I go, how could you invite me here? Mm-hmm. Of a scale from 1 to 10, if 10's perfect lighting and it's a 6 or a 7, I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about when it's like, wow. But I'm going to go back positive on this. That club, mm-hmm. It's a good club.
Yeah.
And what takes to be fixed is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's free. At max, $1 worth of gels. Call me over. If they call me on the phone, go, we heard your podcast. And I got to be honest with you. At first, we were like, but then we were like, can you come over and show us what to do? We'll listen to you. I'd go over. Yeah. And I'd say, gel that light, gel that light, gel your bathroom lights. as people are being seated. They don't want to see the office door open. They don't want to see. But now let's end positive. But I don't give that place a half-baked compliment. You know, people go, oh, that's a great club, and then they move past it to make. No, 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 no. That's a great room. I remember when I walked in there, and it was very friendly, and it just feels right, like when the show started. But I was unscrewing bulbs when no one was looking.
Right.
Edit this all out. Damn it, what's wrong with me? You know what? Reminds me of that Martin Luther King speech. Maybe I'm yelling for no reason. All right.
Like Martin was?
No, 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 no. Martin Luther King said if you go to yelling and violence, you...
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. All right, hold on. All right, listen. So, Nick, you asked for some advice. Let's just do this, and then we'll take a break. I went to plug your show. It took a long time. Mm-hmm. People go, I don't know if he plugged Robbie's show. I think he put it out of business. No, I don't think I did at all. I really do. I remember when I went to that room, the first time I went to that room, and I walked in, they go, Todd, you're going to love the room. And I did. I saw what they meant. Yeah. It reminds me of the first club I ever started at, the Comedy Works. It just has bones of a great club. And also doing a lot of cool different shows there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every time you look at what's going on there, like, oh, it's cool and it's different. And they're trying new things. And they're doing everything a theater should do.
Yeah.
Trying different things, doing cool things, different. So that's the reason I think I get angry. If all the comedy was bad, then I wouldn't even waste my energy on it. When everything's right is right, but a smidget that's easy to fix is wrong, I do that, and I get that angry because I want them to hear it. I do. I always fantasize that someone goes, listen to the Todd Glass show at an hour and 13 minutes in, and that they go, he's right. Just shrug your shoulders. Just go, God, that was a huge compliment. Let's not, you know. So anyway, Jake Adams told me to say that. I don't give a shit. I do. All right. Scott. No, not Scott. Nick, William, Eric. Who asked me for the advice? Nick. You know, I don't have to read the whole email, but I want us all to give this guy some words of encouragement. Like he feels like he did a lot of things in life. Maybe quitting his job and following his girlfriend to San Diego and who he loves very much, and then this thing happened in his life, and he's starting to think. Didn't all work out the way he wanted it to. And now he's like, did I just fuck everything up? And no, because I know it blows right now, the situation you're in. But you know what? You're going to do something else later in life like that, and it's going to be great. Taking chances. I know it's like half-baked advice, but you know what I mean? Like, I moved to L.A. That could have gone horribly wrong, but it didn't. But I did other things in my life that I thought, oh, I'll do this. And I'm like, fuck, why did I spend $5,000 on trying to get that film made or doing that short or doing this? But then a lot of things work out. So just, you know, just don't be so down on yourself. I know that seems like,
it's not that generic. I think it's totally true. Because if you just sit at home because you're afraid of making any bold choice, you're definitely not going to be happy with how that turns out. Right, yeah, like
right.
Life is full of these things where you have to like take a bunch of leaps. Like nothing good that's happened in my life has been from like just you should just wait and see. Like everything good has been, I'm just going to try this thing. I mean, you know, you should calculate the risks you take, but you have to take
sometimes
risks. You have to make a jump. And
go ahead.
What is nice, I think that what is nice about what you just said is that sometimes when a ton of stuff and like kind of life hits you with a bunch of bricks, it's hard to have perspective on that kind of stuff. So it's nice to hear you say. Look, with perspective, this isn't the end of the world, you know.
Yeah, like, he said, yell some advice at me. So I was like,
oh,
I knew what he meant. Like, he's like, just yeah, like you. It could be one of those things. Look, sometimes I think I get the feeling when I read your email, Nick, that even you could just stop it. You know what? If you're broke, just you know, hey, look. Obviously, I'm not saying just you know. Don't be overspending money. If things are tight right now, you shouldn't be going to Starbucks every morning. Be realistic to where you're at. If you got yourself in a little hole, make smart choices to get out of it. But forgive yourself for everything you did and just fucking, you know, just go, it's okay. Because you know what? There'll be something else you'll do like that. And you're going to be, God damn it, that was the best thing I ever did. And I'm telling you, good things will come out of it. Hey, I read your email. What the hell else do you want? So, Nick, just... Let yourself, you know, just let yourself let it go. Take a deep breath. You don't have kids. And you might think, well, what if he had kids? Would I tell him you're fucked? No. But it's a different level of you got kids to take care of. And I would think out great advice if someone had kids. If someone said, and I have three kids or two, I'd think out good advice for you too. But especially when you don't have kids and you're like, you're all right, you got to take care of yourself and everything's going to be fine. Well, maybe it won't be. You're going to be good. All right. Nick, how about this? We will record something to play every morning when you wake up. All right. Because I'm not, I get podcast hangover if I think, Todd, you just sort of, Jesus, what was that? Some bullshit Tony Robbins. Okay, be positive and up de doop de doo. So let's just do this. Let's give Nick, we'll go around the room. Nick, you can play this every day when you wake up. Just real nice. Robbie, I'll let you start. Nick, his alarm goes off. This is the first thing he hears.
Get out of bed, buddy. You're handsome and killing it.
Nick, your past is behind you. Every day is a new day.
Nick, what do you want to accomplish today? Go and do it.
See, Nick, and if Jake Adams says it, he knows. Aristotle, producer?
Just get out there, try new things, and just leave the past in the past.
And we're going to sing a song we wrote for you. Oh, Nick, we love you. You are special. We'll be back. Sure. That was a quick break. I take quick breaks. I don't give a shit. I suppose they wanted me to do an advertisement today for something. For McDonald's.
Drink Snapple. It's made from the best of honor.
Well, actually, I do like Snapple, so I don't have to play that. I do. It's so good. It's made from the best things on earth. And they can't just say that. It's like the podcaster's number one that I'm the number one podcast by the Podcasters Association of America. You don't just...
No, you can't.
You can't just make that up.
The Todd Glass Show.
Here's how I want people to hear it.
Number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's good to be here. Robbie, we had this for you. What is this?
The king of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin.
So we'll be playing that throughout the show.
Yes.
And we did a little something else. Maybe this. What's this?
Robbie, 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 Robbie.
I know it's not high budget.
Robbie, 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 Robbie.
Right, we'll play that later. But then, did we play this one yet? I don't know if
the
we did.
The king of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin.
There's a story behind that. We're going to find it out. Does he have his phone over there in case we do the phone voice today? Just want you to know. Good. Robbie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we'll do that later. And then, and also Andy Wood is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Andy Wood, the Todd Glass Show.
We go, but I don't feel like that is really doing you guys any justice. I mean, oh no, don't get me wrong. The one jingle and then the other one. I mean, you know, Andy's was it? Did we actually? Maybe that's not. I feel like we can play them in bigger. Let's do it right. Let's do it. You know, this is a fun show for me. It's the year-end wrap-up after show. We had the year-end wrap-up show last week. This is the year-end wrap-up first show to start the new year. So it's a special show. It's a special show. So let's make sure we have all our eggs in the right basket here, as they say. Let's get this turned up right. And then maybe we'll bring them in. Do you guys want to come up the stairs? Like, you know, we'll introduce you like real time. Do you want to go downstairs and I'll introduce you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so go down.
Yeah,
take your headsets off. Sometimes guests forget to take their headsets off. Robbie Kirkhoff did that 1 week. Yanked out the whole system.
That's how his grandma died.
That's like that would have anything to do with it. Okay, so here we go. You can go. So we're gonna play them in here with the longest day. Why not, ladies and gentlemen? Our guest today, the very very funny Robbie Goodwin, and the very very talented Andy Wood, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Come on in, guys. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
There we go. That's the way you do it. Thank you, Gabe.
Felt like a politician or something.
That's right. Late. Maybe a bump, 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 the presidential. We could always do that, too. The bubble machine is still on. Thank you. I lost my virginity to that song. Real time. That's what happens when... somebody pulls their zipper down.
Womp, womp.
All right, that you could edit that last part out. That was unnecessary, my stupid zipper joke. Here we are. Everybody's good. Take a deep breath here for 1 second. I want to get some fresh air.
Wow, I like that.
Wait, so which one?
Bup, 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 whatever. Yeah.
We're back. Hi, everybody. And now I'm relaxed.
Nice.
I'm relaxed. You know, sometimes I think I get like, maybe we should play, you know, maybe we should because, you know, let's do a little show. Let's do the show. I mean, I could play it, but it's our new theme. It's officially our new theme. So, but we can do it later. We can do it later. I feel really good right now. How you doing?
I'm doing great. That was fun.
What's one? Thank you. It's about time somebody gives the show a little credit. What's one nice thing that happened to you today?
Today?
It doesn't have to be a gigantic thing. Could be stupid. Could be you pulled into a meter. There was 3 minutes left. Can you think of one? And by the way, it's okay that it's hard to think of something even. There's no stress. It's like, it is. The first time someone asked me, I was like, if I live with a family. I've told this on the show before. And when I first moved out here, and they would go around the table, and their one youngest son would always go, I can think of something nice if I don't have to do this fucking game.
Yeah.
But Randy was immature, and I giggled. So is there one nice thing today?
Something that happened to me today? Okay, yeah. So I had to get somewhere by 1 p.m. today, and I had only 20 minutes to get lunch at this place.
You want reverb when you do this?
No.
You sure?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, so I only had 20 minutes, pulled into the meter, and there was exactly 20 minutes left on the meter. I didn't even have to pay for it.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So that was like a little... It's like when you pull into a spot and the next spot's open so you can pull forward.
I love
and then
it.
You don't have to back... Even though that's what poor people do. Poor people, they back in. If you pull into a spot and the next spot's open and you can pull forward, that means when you leave the store, there was never backing up. Like, that's okay.
It's
something like that. So you had 20 minutes. I even used the meter as an example, and you happened to have something. I remember I said, it could be you pulled into a meter.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just happen to have a story like that?
It literally just happened today. There's no bluffs. If this was a lie, it'd be kind of a boring lie.
And Andy, what about you?
I got some pussy.
Hey.
I know the way you are. I know you.
You know how my days go.
Sure, I know you.
That'd be the best contrast between my story and your story. Yeah.
It was just, there was 20 minutes left in it, and I just took the pussy.
Go ahead. You go first. You go first. Let Jake go first. Let Jake go first.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
All right, don't hit on me. I don't like that joke either. My show's turning into a cabaret act. What were you going to say?
If I'm being honest, the highlight.
Hold on. Do you want reverb?
No, I'm totally fine. I don't need any reverb.
You don't want a little bit?
No, nothing. Nothing. Okay. Just, I want to do it flat if I could.
Okay.
So I went for a run. I went for a run today. I hadn't done that in like a week or two, so I was expecting, oh, this is going to like hurt really badly the whole time.
Can I stop you for 1 second? And then to George Carlin, I won't interrupt you again. Do you want music at all, too? Because I noticed you played
music
without
asking.
No music,
no reverb. I'm fine. Okay. It's not a very interesting story. I just want to quickly get through this.
It's building it up. That's why I stopped. Because I
feel stupid if there was music and reverb because it's just a little thing. So,
I get it. Okay. I totally get it. Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, I went for a run today. It was for the first time in like a week or two, and I thought it was going to be painful because I hadn't run in a while, and nothing hurt, and it was sunny outside, and that's it.
Can I tell you, turn the music and the reverb off. I'm being to George Carlin. I'm being honest. I did say that I wouldn't interrupt you. That was to George Carlin, and I committed to that because I don't like to break that rule. So now I also sit now. The music, obviously, that was part of the bit. But there's no pressure here. Like, those are exactly the things I'm looking for. Because I think even though I was 24 when the Joneses, you know, made us do this, I lived with this family, a friend of mine's when I first moved out here. I had a friend. I lived with their mom and dad for the first 3 years that I was out here. I think they did it because they were probably a little older. The fuck was that? Fucking idiot. He plays the trumpet, but he's got butter for fingers.
You got butter for fingers.
But I think because they were probably a little older and they realized, yes, it sounds a little bit cliche or cheesy, but you got to find littler things. Sometimes they're stupid little, but you find something. So, Jake, do you have something?
I do. I mean, it's kind of intense, but my grandmother passed away this morning. And throughout the day, my stepmom was just sending pictures that she had next to her bed for the past couple months. Which was really, really sweet. And also, I found out that I get her old car, so I'm going to be able to make a little cash out of this whole thing.
By the way, to George Carlin, I know that he's being totally honest. But you know, on both ends of it. Like, it sounds like, wait, was that a bit? No. And we talked about it before we started the podcast. This is your grandmother that you used to hide under her dress when you were little. We had this thing we were talking about on the show a while ago, and he had a grandmother. Let's try to keep it nice. People that listen to the show know the details. But she used to wear a sundress. And he was like a little kid. He would picture young Jake, 5, 6 years old. How old were you? And he would – so everyone was playing hide and go seek. He would go under her sundress and then have to see what was going on in there. And so he – in a weird way, that's a silly memory. But you know what? That's a very sweet memory. No. But it is – are you – is it true – by the way, I said it is true you're really getting her old car? Oh, what kind is it? I'll buy it.
It's like an old Cadillac.
Oh, I like old Cadillacs. I've always said that. No, seriously, and don't lie. Matter of fact, let me get, no. Didn't I used to always tell you about how much I liked old Cadillacs, or was it Robbie?
It sounds familiar.
That's so perfect. You don't really help me that much. It sounds familiar. All right, so Aristotle, I want to let you go. I want to let you do, is this okay, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, because we're starting slow today. You can't ramp up. You can't have a show like this unless you take it easy for the first half an hour. This is what I'm learning to do. And can I tell you something between me and you? And I don't mean to be like, I guess I don't mean to brag. But I think these other shows, because they used to think that I could only do the bells and the whistles. Now the word out on the street is, and when I say the word out on the street, not what I, just Jake tells me shit that he hears. The Comedy Store. That they're getting nervous. They're like, fuck, man, Todd Glass just does like regular interviews now too. It's like, fuck, he does like silly, then he does like, sometimes he'll be poignant. Now he's just doing like these, like what we do. Now he can just hold, like last week he opened the show just chilling out. There's no music, there's no bells, no music at all. They did like the intros and everything, then for like 20 minutes They're shitting in their fucking goddamn boots. If they had boots on, they'd be filled with diarrhea and spilling over the side as they walked around trying to act like everything was okay. Okay, what do you have? Would you like, I'm being serious here, potato salad. Would you like Gabe to play the trumpet in the background?
Definitely not.
Oh, I'm sorry. You need your mic turned on. Go ahead. I like the producer to have a loud mic. I don't like no bullshit. So really commit to that, you know, microphone. What happened nice to you today? And do you want reverb?
No reverb, please.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, it's through here?
Yeah.
So how do I give reverb to this?
I'm not even sure. I thought you were always giving reverb.
Watch your mouth. All right, go ahead. We don't need reverb. But do you want music in the background?
Definitely.
Just
not.
A teeny bit?
No.
Okay, okay. No big deal. Aristotle. Oh, yeah, sure. He's a producer. Okay, so go ahead. Do you want music in the background?
No.
Okay, no music.
No trumpet. Jake,
seriously, no trumpet in the background.
Today I went to this vegan place down the street from Meltdown Comics, and I just went to get the muffins that I usually get there, and I got there, and the guy that I always see is super nice. He was like, "Hey, man, how you doing today?" And I said, "I'm doing good. How are you?" He was also good. Can I get 2 muffins? And it was like, just in time, they were just made. And
let me tell you something, Aristotle.
Yeah, that's great.
You couldn't be that. First of all of your stories were great. But those are the type of things. Yes, it can be that simple. That simple. Right? So I do have one. No, I don't. What if I had mine? Was like, so last night when I was hanging out with Harry Styles. No, this is true. Well, I mean, guys, come on. I mean, I have new friends. You can't be jealous. Harry's funny because he's always like, thank you. Because you're right.
Man.
Stupid little bullshit moment. You know, Harry's funny because he's, you know, because the more you speed up the words after it, it makes it look like we don't think what you're doing. You know, Harry's funny. The funny thing that he does, he's always like, I don't like to be tickled. And he's like, oh, sometimes he makes me so mad. Because I don't like it. And he was like, just doing a bit last night. He's like, what if I tickled you? I'm like, no, even in a bit, I don't like to be tickled. And I'm like, get away from me. But anyway, the funny thing is, he told me, mine is, hold on, I really want to think of one. That was my fake one. Paul F. Tompkins, how you doing? I know he listens. I know who listens. Jen Kirkman. She listens. She shoves. Why do I always want to get vulgar when I talk? Maybe because you know what it is? When you, and I don't mean to make it a whole show about this. I don't have an agenda. When you move the sexuality, in my case, I can, out of, you know, you could be, you know, you can do all those bits, and you can do all those bits. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You think, well, couldn't you do? No, you know what? You could do those bits anyway. Try not to use any words, because I like dudes. Ugh. That she knows that there's no sexual tension. So, but you could be totally straight and do bits with somebody. So that what I'm saying, it doesn't really make any sense. Maybe it adds an extra layer. There's no fucking way that I'm serious. So I always go to these sexual things. I don't know anymore. I'm fucking Jen Kirkman. All right, I didn't want to say it.
It's a really roundabout way of trying to of admitting that.
Yes. Well, she's fun. You know, I realized I just like people that are fun, and Jen Kirkman's a fun. I'll fuck that shit. Wait a second. So anyway, I'd like to play the show in now for real. Now we're starting. Okay. So this is the new theme to the show. Let's have fun. Let's put this mic up here. And if you think there's a time to come in with your if there's not a time to do it on the trumpet, I totally understand. But if you do see where you could play along with something, then come in with some vigor. Vigor, by the way, for our listeners. Vigor with a V. All right. So here we go. This is the opening of the show. Right now, are we ready? Do you feel relaxed?
Yeah.
So what do other shows do? This is like all they do? It's like over now? is that like a show? No, no, I'm not trying to be rude. Like, what do other shows do? Because to me, like, that was like, that's the, okay, now we're ready. Now I do a show. So what have you done other podcasts, Robbie?
Yeah.
And that's like it? That's
I've all? Been a guest on over three podcasts.
Do that. King of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin. By the way, what does that come from, the King of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin?
Oh.
Andy, we'll get to you. Fucking idiot.
I had a friend who used to live in Burbank, and I used to on Twitter, I used to say, follow him, at Drew John. He's actually really funny on Twitter. I said, follow, quote unquote, the King of Burbank. And it used to be kind of a condescending thing. Just like, oh, yeah, you're the King of Burbank. It's kind of like an ironic nickname.
Like, out of all places to be king.
Exactly.
I'm the King of Burbank.
I think Burbank is.
King of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin.
When this show's over, you are going to be the King of Burbank.
Oh, yeah.
King of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin.
I've already claimed my throne, though, let's be real. I've ascended.
Did I let you answer your story? I mean, tell... Yes, because...
Well, I was at first the Duke of Glendale, and then I'm on my way up through the ranks.
Are
and
you
now
serious?
Oh, yeah. No.
Listen, I'm sorry I have to do this, but right now I have to order the jingles in real time. Otherwise, Joe doesn't do them if I put pressure on him. Joe, we need a jingle that says the Duke of where from?
Glendale.
The Duke of Glendale. Robbie Goodwin, the Duke of Glendale. Do it something like that. Okay, now back to our show. So I'm going to start. I guess you've been on three podcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They're hot pods.
Which other pod? No, I don't want to make it serious. I just want to make sure. Are you ready to do the phone voice when we do it? I mean, can we do a test run?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead. Hello. Who's on the phone?
Hi, hello. This is...
Oh, God. This is embarrassing. Let him wear himself out. Okay. All right, we're not going to do that bit right now. Okay, we get it. But thank you, Jake. Thank you. I swear to God, Jake, I think you're getting really better. I swear to God, I think that you're getting better. I really do. I swear to God, he gets nervous sometimes with the sound effects. I know our regular listeners understand. It's not a joke. It's not a bit. Potato salad. That's our safe word. He's trying to fix it now. He, like, plays the wrong sound effect, and he thinks he can... Oh, great. There you go. So there you go. You good? I'm serious. I'm so proud of you, Jake. He gives the look of a guy who would take that compliment. Thank you. So let's start the show. Are you happy?
Am I happy?
You're like, that says, of course I'm happy.
Yeah, of course I'm happy.
Let's start. Hey. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's the Todd Glass Show. Oh, yes. I'm not going to act like I don't enjoy it.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't give way in. Give it to your hand, I'm sure you this, I can help. I've got two strong arms, I can help. It would sure do me good, it do you good if you help. It's a fact that you're lonely.
Show, you're gonna like the way you look.
When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Holding me tight and telling me everything I wanna hear. Well, don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. Let me help.
Professional show, assholes.
Thank you.
I'm 80. Take it home, guys.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Go fuck yourself.
All right. Some good promos right there. Now, what made you sad today? No, I'm just kidding. Did you, we played the Garth Brooks, did you hear Garth Brooks, the thing we played last week on the show? You didn't?
Maybe not, yeah.
It's him welcoming people on Facebook, and I'm not done playing it. You didn't hear it either?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, thank God. This is so, okay, so this is real to George Carlin, and, oh, you're right, I have that. Thank you, I see. Whenever I see Aristotle moving, I know that something's wrong with the sound. I've learned things. Okay, everybody's good. We got the lighting right. Everybody. I always get the feeling I don't want anyone to be anxious. Are you anxious?
Not at all. No.
You feel great?
I feel phenomenal.
You want a shoulder massage?
I mean,
one of the mechanics.
Can I answer yes to both of them?
One of the mechanics downstairs will come up. What was I just talking
about? Garth Brooks.
Oh, Garth Brooks. So anyway, do you have a pen? I actually need a pen. I don't want to forget to write this down. Can you grab me a pen from over in that, like, jar? Sorry. I don't want to forget to write this down. And let me tell you something, Eric. I know you spell your name E-R-I-K-J-S-C-H-R-A-M. Let yourself be happy. God damn it. What the fuck? I'm telling you. I'm ordering you. You sound like you're so close to being happy. You're even saying it in your email. You're like, what the fuck? Yes, today's the day. Let it happen. Let it rip, motherfucker. What just happened? Who left the room? Oh, you can't find a pen? That's all right. You know what I do have? Not to make anybody jealous. There you go, a flute.
I'm envious.
So I'm going to play this Garth Brooks thing.
I want to hear it.
It's literally, I think, I said it last week, but you weren't here. I think it's, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being is the most insincere. 10, the most insincere. Let's make it 100. 100, most insincere, 100. I'm repeating myself, but I want you to be, what should I say for my, let's say there's one listener going, man, I love Todd, but he repeats himself. So what should I do? Go, hey, Andy, I want to talk about something. But we'll take a break. Listen to last week's show, something I said, so we can come. No, so I have to do it this way. So San Antonio said, don't worry about it. I think on a scale from 1 to 100, I've seen performers that have little moments of insincerity. Even when you watch old school guys sometimes that you really like, you know, they were a little stickier then, but can still have moments of sincerity. I'm not looking at it from like an evil eye. Even Rickles, who I live and I'm obsessed for. You watch some of the older shows, even he, it's like it was a little schmaltzier then. It was a little different. But then there's moments of fucking so real and so raw and so great. So you're not looking, you know.
Yeah.
But I think in performers, we all try. If it got any worse, show me something that's worse than this. Equal, okay. And I know there's certain people that would go, Todd, really? Like, you don't, why? I'm not obsessed with it. As I'm setting it up, I think, Todd, maybe you're making too big of a deal about it if you overset it up. But then you know what's going to happen? When I listen to it, I go, no, it's needed. It's needed. Who's he fooling? And the thing is, I think that people, I tried to think about it this week after I played it. Why does that bother me so much? I think that's always a good question to ask yourself. Like, why does that bother me? It's okay, it does, but think about it. Is there a real reason? It's usually deeper than you think when you're this angry at it. I really do believe it's deeper than you think. Not always. Sometimes something bothers you. You can go, oh, because that person cut me off in traffic. That bothers me. But then there's some, and I think it's that, he thinks that he's throwing a lot of bullshit out, and I do believe he knows it. I think he holds a note for a while in a sentence, and you're going to hear it. He goes, and I really like that. And that's when I go, oh, you're going to hear it. And that's the only thing I'm going to set up. He's going to talk, and you're going to go, oh, God. And then he holds a note. That's like going, fuck you. I can be as phony as I want. Who's you held a note in a word.
Well, I guess it's official.
We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that.
Not that.
But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me, and I really like that. Man. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, a hotel room.
He laughs.
When I think about things I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. This is just who I am.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Just give us a second.
Wait, it's gonna cut. Back down.
I'm gonna be out. Is everybody off?
I think I'm gonna be.
No. Can you do the show, Robbie? But
I can be. I'm gonna be.
Let me just.
All right, I think it's all.
Are you kidding?
I think there's no way I can possibly have it.
Okay, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
I think I've emptied out my stomach.
That's what I'm talking about. Breaking down the walls. Breaking down the walls.
That's part
between you and me. I'm talking about breaking down the walls.
I like Facebook because it's raw.
Sometimes it's just going to be raw. Sometimes it's going
to
be raw.
You got to eat it to love it when your baby say.
Break down the walls. I said break down. Oh, break down the wall.
What is this?
Down.
You got to close that out. You know what? I thought you were going to play the Jimmy Fallon thing. But I'm like, where did you find that chicken song? So anyway, back to Garth. What can I play? Let's finish playing. Oh, let's play it again. Now, maybe I made too big of a deal about him holding a note, but it's not the first time he goes, I like that. He goes, I really like that.
It's his tone.
It's getting gravelly.
Let's play it again.
It's the very obvious rehearsal.
We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start.
Hold on, pause. We actually, no lie, no bullshit, potato salad, have Garth Brooks on the phone. So let me...
Garth, are you there?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, this is yeah, it's Garth Brooks.
You were doing... Hold on. Never mind. Yeah, I'm breaking a bit. It seemed like you were going one direction with your voice, and then you totally decided to change it. Like, that's Garth Brooks. No, it's Garth Brooks. And it was funny. Okay. Garth.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, you on the phone?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the phone, buddy.
Wait, is that your phone that you're on? Because I can hear you're on the phone.
Oh, yeah, this is a...
The guy oversets up the phone bit.
Yeah. Oh, no, because it sounds like you're on the phone.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Are you talking to me on the phone?
Yeah. What else are you talking about? It sounds like I'm on the phone.
Well, you are on the... Oh, my God, you are on the phone.
Raw and unfiltered, baby. I'm on the phone.
Oh, you like things... So you do like things that are... What do you say? You like things raw?
Well, you know how things are cooked?
Yeah.
I like them raw. Oh. You know how things have filters?
Yeah,
you like them unfiltered.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the interview. Now, you're getting a lot of backlash on that video, on the Welcome to Facebook. What do you think about that?
Well, if you don't like it, it's just me, baby. Me and my social media team.
Oh.
Me and my... Just breaking down all the walls between me and you, and the team also in the middle of both of us.
Oh, you really do. Well, you are breaking... And I want to thank you for the call.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're welcome. Thanks. This was on a phone, by the way.
Okay, before I play it again, I want to see if Gabe on the... I try to get my money's worth. How many times he'd have to hear that to mimic that on the trumpet. So play it again.
Oh, it's not playing through the house? Okay, go ahead. Let's do it again.
You want to try it? Play it again for him. You want to play it again?
Play it again. Play along with it, maybe. Can you do it?
No, you can't. Anyway, that was so mean. It was funny, and no one laughed. That's a hard one. By the way, I can't. I'm amazed. No, I'm going to be genuine about this. In no disrespect, do I be like, "Oh, you can't play it." It was more like, "Can you?" Probably be easier on a guitar. Learn to play the guitar. Fucking idiot. Tired of you fucking coming around here with your stupid trumpet fucking up my show. No, you could do. If we're playing that in the studio, you could, when the end, take it home. Like, hit that last note, but fucking fire it into the air. Could try it again. We'll do it 5 times. Let's try it one more time. Maybe feather it a little better, but you're fucking close. Here we go. It's all right. It's all right. It's all good. Everything's good. Here we do. Do it again. Perfect.
Yeah.
God damn it. Let's do it one more. You're right, because you went a little too high before, but now you like came in like 3 seconds away. Let's try it.
This is like Whiplash. Can I just say right now? I'm terrified of you.
You
I hope
not
you don't throw a cymbal at him right now.
No, no. Okay. He knows he's loved here. Now let's take it home on drums here. So every time we do that the rest of the night, this is going to happen. Wow.
You got your Charlie Parker.
Do it again one more time. That was fucking perfect. I love the boat. Why do I love that so much?
It's fun to have things work out.
The King of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin.
All right, so that's Garth Brooks. Play it. Oh, no, I don't want to play it anymore.
You think it was like the third take, and they're like, Sam Elliott up a little bit. Sam Elliott it up a
play
little
it again.
Bit.
Play it again.
There was a man with a Facebook.
Well, I guess it's official.
Oh, it's official.
We're now on Facebook.
Oh, I'll give you a fun
really
thing to do.
Sure,
you be the guys that are listening to it. Pause it for 1 second. You be the guys that are at home that are listening to it, and you believe it. So when he goes, it's official, you're like happy. Oh, like, okay. You don't think it's phony. You're, matter of fact, you're like, hey, it's official. I'm on Facebook. Oh, thank God. Like, you're, you know. Okay, so you're sitting at home, and it's your inner thought, but you're saying.
All right. Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. So you know what I mean. Like, this would be the person that he would be the recipient of this. If it's not worth mocking, if someone goes, why are they mocking that video? And by the way, I did read some of the comments.
Yeah,
most people were like, dude, like making fun of him. Other people were like, why is everybody making fun of him? Like, what is he doing wrong? So that person would be sitting in the house. Their inner monologue might not be sarcasm. It might be like, you know. So what were you doing to your arm? And you tell me.
I was just looking
how
big it looks.
Yeah. What are you benching, bro?
No, I saw Jake. It didn't look like he was looking, but he was doing karate chops on his arm, daydreaming. Were you daydreaming about your grandmother's sundress? I can only imagine what you saw, and I'm sorry. No, I pick young Jake Adams. I could just see under that sundress. Oh, my God. Where did I hide? Is that a mountain? Oh, I thought I was looking... Oh, okay, maybe I'll look this way. Ooh. Hello? Maybe I don't care if I lose hide and go seek. Maybe I'll, and then he peeks out under the dress. Anyway, all right. So
we're huge fans.
You're listening at the house, you hear it, and you're sort of in. I don't overthink it. You know, you're just like reacting in a positive way. Go ahead.
Well, I guess it's official.
Oh,
we're now on Facebook.
You thought Facebook?
I really wasn't sure about this at the start.
Oh, then a friend that's
of mine
too bad.
Said something that just made all
Let him go,
sense.
And then you'll go.
She said, think of it more as a conversation.
That's what I've been telling people.
I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own that it's wiping the walls out between you and me.
Oh, good, because I was sick of those walls.
It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, hotel room.
Oh, I want to get in this hotel room.
I think about things I want to post. I want to post cool stuff.
Oh, good.
Slick stuff, neat stuff.
I'm sick of non-slick content.
Stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this.
Oh, he's getting raw.
It's just who I am.
That's true,
our Garth.
Do
so
yourself,
this is
truly Garth.
A conversation.
Listen, pause that.
I say, let the conversation begin.
If I had kids, I wouldn't let him watch them. Seriously. Because, no. I don't think he would. I don't think that he would do anything, molest them or anything like that. But I don't think he's self-aware enough to be responsible. Maybe I'm a little kidding on this one. But I think it's definitely a sign of a delusion. It's why every time I think I'm overdoing it, then I play it. When he gets to certain parts, I'm like, ugh, stop it.
Well, it's like a narcissistic, like, oh, man, I got to make a video announcement that I'm posting stuff on Facebook. Like, what? Like, why do you think people would watch a video about that? Like, it's so weird.
Well, we're watching it.
I know.
Well, I guess as fans.
That's true.
No, because people, I don't think it's that he posted it, because I think sometimes they... Well, he posted it on YouTube. Maybe it was on Facebook and someone put it on YouTube. That's a good question. Because he's saying welcome to Facebook, but it's a YouTube clip.
You should ask Harry. Styles?
Oh, you think? Did you mind? I'm being totally serious. Do you mind if I... hold on. You could do it. And then we'll take a break and I'll tell you what to do next time. But I'm being totally serious. Potato salad. Do you mind? I have. Do you mind if I call him on the phone and just see what he?
You should. Yeah. Is he British, by the way?
But you have to do that voice. To tell you the truth, I don't know. I didn't really listen to anything he was saying when I met him.
Oh, okay.
I was too busy planning my fake pose. Plus, it's very overwhelming. It seems like he's a Kennedy.
Oh, okay. So
now I know that's weird, but he has like this royalty about him. Maybe it's his name, but I thought, to be honest. To George Carlin, at first I thought he was one of the royal. Like I know
he's more royal than a British person. He's like a Kennedy.
Yeah, I know One Direction, and I know their band because we used to do a bit with Daniel Kino on the show. Where was it? One Direction? Oh no, it was You Like the Jonas Brothers. But anyway, I know. I don't think you can not know who they are. But anyway, the point being that I forget what was it. Oh.
Do you want to hear his take on...
Yeah, so when I met him, I don't remember if he had an accent or not. But so you do any voice you want.
Okay, cool.
No, let's get right back into the bit. No, seriously. I know I was joking about a bit, but I really do have him on the phone. I swear.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So do you mind if I...
Yeah, please, just give him a call.
No, we're just friends. Hello? Hey.
Jesus Christ.
British phones have a different tone when you call them. That's...
No, it's not. It's getting annoying. Jake. Potato salad. Stop the phone. Okay, I've never done this before, but there is a problem. Okay. Stop. No. The bit is over. The bit is over. We do not need a phone sound effect. Stop the bit. Potato salad. Jake. What? Jake, stop. Jake, potato salad. Okay. I'm not mad at you. I seem frustrated, and that's my fault because the inability to talk to someone calmly is always your fault. And I'm not being bull. Okay, we're not doing that anymore. So you do not have to play a sound effect. You're not going to save the bit, okay? When we do the bit and we go in for the phone, do you know, like in a case like that, I was taking a call. So what would have been the proper sound effect? I'm being serious. What would have been – so if I said –
I knew that you guys were trying to figure out what voice to do, so I did a couple extra phone voices, but that's the thing, Jake,
and help me out, guys, don't throw me under the bus. It's more than okay. Go ahead.
It was just a few too many.
You overdid it like a smidge.
Just a little.
Well, he's not overdoing it.
I was just really trying to help you guys because you guys are still trying to.
I know.
It took me out as a listener. I'm putting myself in the shoes of the listener, and it's taking me out of it because until that point, I'm waiting to hear a phone call, and I'm having grown up in the 20th century. I know what phone calls sound like.
So
there's an expectation that I have, and you didn't live up to that expectation. Is what I'm saying.
Thank you. Go ahead.
As a fan of the show, Jake, and I'm telling you this as a fan. I would say that it was sloppy at best. It was.
But don't use words
I'm sorry. But it just, you know.
I appreciate it, though. Yes. Okay. Let me. Here I asked Rob to be honest.
I'm sorry, guys.
No. Let me just say it. And Rob, I apologize. I asked you to be honest, and you were very honest. And then here I try to sand the edges off of it. You're right. It was a little sloppy. But Jake, what I do know is that so much on this show is great. And if I make, and I'm not saying some half in this a half baked way, is that. Seriously, Jake. No, don't do that. You're not going to save the bit. Okay, what I will do is stop. When I was going to do the bit where I was going to call Harry, so what would have been, it might have been nothing on a show. What would normally happen? Would the lines open up? Let's say, oh, we have a call. You would just come on. There'd be no phone ring.
Almost none, yeah.
There would be sometimes when we fake call out of the studio that we would, oh, let's do that. If we're fake calling out of the studio.
If it was not a real call, yeah.
What would it be? Fake calling out of the studio. Okay, no. So it's just a ring. No, I don't know why you're counting off the rings. Stop it. Okay, stop it. You don't even have to guess. Okay, so do you have just a phone ring? Play that. Okay. Are you there? No. Are you... Jake, I'm not kidding around. I don't think I should be yelling at you. I think I should be hugging you. Don't play the bit. Don't play the sound effects anymore. We'll rehearse off the air, and then we'll do them in. Okay. So, I actually have Harry stuff. All right. Look, Harry Styles is on the.
It's like a bunch of different kinds of phones.
Okay, so. Right, so we're not. We'll just do it without it. Just to keep it clean. But thank you. That was really good. That was actually really good. I'm being totally serious. We're just going to do it a different way. Not like in replace of that. More like.
It's just like a good director would have you do a couple different takes just to cover one case one is...
Because there could be like a radio station that literally does ring, but there could be another one like they just... You have the person's already there. Like, you know, on certain shows they just
Let's get one for safety. Let's just get...
Thank you. So let's just do it. Oh, my God. No, I'm being totally serious. There's God. He's not joking. I think that's...
It's like it's a rotary.
Why would we
it's a rotary
be dialing
and
out? And we're dialing out on a rotary. It just doesn't make sense at any level. But he thinks, okay, there you go. Okay, hey, so I'm just calling my buddy Ryan Styles. Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Hey, Todd.
Hello, Todd.
Hey, good hanging out with you last night.
Oh, you're the best, Todd. You're one of my best friends.
Man, it's fun hanging out with you.
Yeah, Todd.
Hold on. I gotta correct something here. To me, the bit is this. And by the way, to George Carlin, you don't have to do that again. You have an evil look in your eye. And I know it's evil. But that's good because it's evil to do repetition. And I like it. I know. And you're doing a great job. So I want to make the bit like, oh, God damn it. Here it is. No, you guys are like jealous. Are you jealous that I'm friends with Ryan Styles now?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
All right, no, because it seems like you guys are like judging me for it.
If I'm totally honest?
Thank
I mean, like jealous is the wrong word. It's a strong word, but I mean, we'd all like to be friends with Harry or Ryan Styles.
We just talk
So okay, when you want to hear you talking about it, you're so
did
cavalier
say,
about
did
it.
Did I say Ryan?
Either
he
one of those people.
Makes me call him by his nickname. I get so angry. No,
jealous is a strong word, but just know that when you talk about this is something that all of us dream of happening, and it's just your normal life.
Yeah, you're rubbing elbows.
Just,
yeah.
You're just like throwing it around like, oh, this is what everyone does on a Sunday night. They hang out with Harry Styles.
Okay, can I do something to let you know he's so normal, and I'm to potato salad. Let me just call him. You'll hear what we talk about. It's normal stuff. Okay, so we're going to call... he's so normal. You guys, I'm embarrassed to make the call on the air, to be honest. And I'm really doing this potato salad because we talk about nothing. Like, we'll just sit on the phone and just like, I feel like we're in junior high sometimes. We're not like, so it's not going to be a great call. So I don't mind if in the middle of this call we cut it off. So, and I just talk to him off the air. But anyway, let me call him right now.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you doing?
You know, just sitting around.
It was fun seeing you last night. When did you, what night was that you came to see me open for Louie?
Last night.
Oh, it was last night. It was so much fun.
Good night.
It was funny the way you did that picture, because I was telling my friends, I was like, I always do the fake one with the handshake, then you're like the whisper in the ear thing.
Yeah,
it was funny. I was like, I'm going to steal that probably.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Are you doing shows?
Nah. Yeah.
You're doing some shows?
You know, I have to check with my guy.
Huh. I'm going to the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis.
Is that fun?
It's a great club. It really is. They, you know, like we were talking about that night, the crowds really get it. And they bring in an audience that really respects comedy. So it makes it fun to perform there.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I haven't had fun in a bit.
Huh. Anyway.
You having fun? Today?
I am, actually.
Doing anything?
I didn't do much today. I have a show tonight at Largo, Sarah Silverman. Once a month show. I fucked her.
Oh.
I mean, back in the day when she was younger, but now I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Desperate to have something to talk about, I lied. Yeah, back in the day now. But anyway. You go to see, have you ever gone to see another stand-up show before?
You know, yeah, I saw Sinbad. He came around.
How was that?
It's fun.
Who'd you go? Who were you with last night? I saw you were with people, but who were they?
Just some buds from.
Can you hold on for 1 second?
Oh yeah, please. Yeah, I got. I'm not much going on today, so you know. Go ahead and hold. Keep on hold.
Guys, he's on hold. I feel like this is the most boring conversation in the world. Can we just stop it and I'll say goodbye to him, or is this boring?
I mean, as a Harry Styles fan, I could listen to this all night. If you want the honest truth. So, I mean, what you think, this is so funny because what you think is just a normal day for you, this is like most people's dream.
We're not, I think we're being self-aware because I know we're on the air, but this is what we do. We talk like, it's like when you talk to your friend, you swear it's not boring.
I can't believe that you don't understand how special this is.
Robbie, is it boring?
I mean.
Yeah, I mean, no. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
So do you want me to just.
Do you want me to just continue the call with him?
I mean, you know, why not? Maybe something cool slip out, you know?
What? Okay. By the way, this is a real call. I think, I don't know if
clearly.
The listeners understand that. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry I had you on hold.
No, nothing happened over here, so.
How many musicians do you travel with? How many of you sing? It's five of you sing, right?
Yeah.
I know that's stupid. I know who you are. Obviously, I know your music, but I don't.
Well, I'm like the lead.
I know you're the
but
lead.
But we all pitch in.
Do you guys play instruments?
Yeah. We're a band.
I know, but there's certain bands where they don't play instruments.
That's true. I shouldn't have said it. But...
Oh, that's all right. I know you're joking around.
You watch sports?
Not really, to be honest. I used to tell people I did because I was embarrassed to say I didn't watch it. But I go to a baseball game and have a good time at a baseball game. What sports do you...
I don't either. I was just, you know...
Started raining here yesterday. It's sort of a nice change.
Yeah. We bring our own greeting room sometimes, yeah.
Your own what?
I mean, some of these greeting rooms, it was nice. It was a good greeting room, but, you know, it's a long story.
Oh, no, go.
Well, sometimes, you know, us band, we have a lot of equipment.
How many band members do you have?
We're at five.
And do you know how many people, you might not even know, this is more of a technical question, and then I'll let you tell your story. Do you know how many people tour with you, outside of the group, how many technical people, truck drivers, people to put the set together, do you know how many it is?
Ask my guy, I'll get back, I'll text you. I don't know for sure.
And by the way, don't text me at 6 in the morning, you woke me up.
Oh yeah. Well, I had to know about that Golden Girls trivia question.
I know, that's my friend Dave. You're talking about the podcast? You listen to the podcast?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when you're driving.
You're usually in a tour bus or something, aren't you?
Yeah. I got a Toyota Corolla, though. It's pretty sweet.
You drive a Toyota Corolla?
I like to keep, you know, I don't like to be flashy.
Yeah, but isn't that almost
Well, my driver has a much nicer car.
Anyway.
I like to joke around too, Todd.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to go. But I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll definitely be around.
When do you guys go on tour again?
In a bit.
Where do you, how many, what are the most, what are the most, the size of the most places you play?
Pretty big. Anyway, from like 10 to, you know, a lot of, all I know is there's a lot of people there.
Cool.
What about you?
Okay, now I'm real like, what would I do? Okay. Oh, well, obviously not places that size.
Yeah.
Most of the places I go are about, I mean, I could draw like 4,000.
Oh.
Start lying. No, I'll keep it real. No, I do mostly small comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be like 300 people, and you do like 5 shows. That's sort of my, and then I'll go somewhere Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Still, that's really cool, though.
No, I'm happy to be, I mean, obviously I want more, but I'm happy to have that.
That's great. No, I mean, you know, you should be proud of yourself, Todd.
I mean, I may, oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Why do you say that?
I don't know.
I mean, really go off.
I sing, and then I go up there and talk, and people just get bored. So let's stop talking. People just like...
Do you really have a trumpet player that lives at your house when you start?
Where'd you read that, Todd?
No, I know.
Somebody
told me that you have a trumpet player at your house.
Oh, my God. Hey, Jeremy, get over here. Play something for Todd.
You're shitting me?
I shit you not, Todd.
You have a trumpet player at your house.
Why not? You always need a little trumpet.
Shut the fuck up.
This is my song.
Would you sing one of your songs? Oh. I would answer. Anyway. All right, that's cool. Oh.
Yeah, that's
nice. Is that Miles Davis?
Yeah, that's Miles Davis.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Todd, you take it easy, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Todd.
He would talk to you, by the way, if you wanted to call.
Andy.
I wanted to talk to him.
Andy.
I wanted
we're doing it. We're doing it.
Well, I just tell you something? Because, like, I was thinking how great this guy is and how down-to-earth he is, Toyota Corolla and all that. Then I find out he has a live-in trumpet player.
I know.
And then it all changed. He's like a Garth Brooks type to me now. Like, he's...
No. I want you to let's call him. Let's call you. Call him. And just tell him you want to talk to him. That's how he is. He's so cool.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Harry Styles.
Okay. Good.
Harry Styles.
Hey, Harry. It's Todd.
Oh, hey, Todd. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, you know my friend Andy? He's a comedian. I was talking about the Bridgetown Comedy Festival.
Uh-huh.
He just wanted to talk to you. Is that weird?
No, I've literally nothing going on right now, so.
Oh, I feel like that's weird. Like I'm stepping over the boundaries of.
No, baby. Just put them on.
Okay.
Harry?
Yeah.
Harry, hey.
Is this Andy Wood?
It is.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing, you know.
Oh, just be normal. Okay. It's good.
Stop it. You're making me look like a fool.
Look, it's good to talk. It's really cool to talk to you.
Oh, nice to, yeah.
I'm trying to be normal. Okay. Is it true? Emma Stone?
I'm sorry, what?
I heard you're dating Emma Stone.
Well, I don't like to kiss and tell.
He's so cool.
Don't say it. You say you're so cool.
That's nice of you to not talk about people like that. That's,
There you go.
Okay. How's your day going?
He's asking about my day. Not as good as yours, probably.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, God. You don't know how much this means. Do you have any...
Sorry, my friend is a big fan and he got nervous talking to you. Andy.
Oh.
But he's a cool guy.
Seemed like a nice guy, yeah?
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He a comedian too?
Oh, I didn't talk to you. I'm sorry. Maybe I stopped
Hey, Harry, it's Andy again.
Hey, Andy, how's it going?
Andy Wood from earlier.
Oh, from earlier?
Remember when Todd? Yes. I wanted to. I had a two part question. I'll take it. I'll take the answer off the air. First of all, how did you? Okay.
Sounds like a good question.
It's a really good question. How did you first discover your love of music? And two, how did you first discover your love of comedy?
Oh, well, you know, say music came about when I was noodling around on the guitar at a guitar center. And comedy, yeah, I was just I was watching that TBS.
Very funny.
It was very funny. Any other questions, Andy?
Oh,
those are good questions.
There you go. All right. By the way, I like starting and stopping bits.
Because to me, this bit gets what I enjoy about it changes throughout the bit and became that you're that nice.
Yeah.
Like you're just sitting. So if someone's finding themselves going, God, I can get you where I am in my head. Like you're that nice. You're like, you'd be surprised. Why would you talk to my friend and just sit on the phone and talk about nothing? But yet but in this bit, it's only funny if you may pretend that Harry, I keep saying Ryan, Harry Styles was like that. There's something funny about him just sitting home and being like, yeah, my day is probably not as good as you think. And you're like, hey, what about your day? Like, you care about his day.
Yeah.
And then you tell me you're proud of me. Like, we're that close.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just this crazy friendship we have. No, do you, and I'm being serious, Jake, do you want to call him and talk to him? All you have to do is just bullshit with him. You don't have to feel there's pressure. He's just going to bullshit with you. I'll call him first. When's the last time we called him? When it was about a week. Let's maybe pretend it's a week later. No, I'll just call him and start talking to him. I'll be like, "Oh, dude, ask him a question about like because he surfs and I know you like to surf. Do you?
I do. Yeah. So I can ask him about that. I have a couple other questions.
I'll say you have a question about surfing that way because I know it does seem weird if I just call and then put somebody on the phone with him. I'll just say I'll call. This is by the way, I think people are getting a little lost that are listening. Potato salad. I'm really making this call to.
Yeah, we all see it.
Okay, let me call. Hey. Oh no, you answered first.
Hello, Harry Styles.
All right, that's good. Oh please, please. He's getting. You did it so perfect before. You really did it so perfect. That doesn't even make sense. A dog barking. Are you just playing random sound effects now?
Harry Styles,
Hey, what's up? Henry.
Hey, it's Todd.
Hey, Todd.
What are you doing?
Man, I'm really just down the couch, just thinking about my dog.
Oh, you have a dog? I didn't know you had a dog.
Oh, yeah. Candy. Candy's asking. Yeah.
What did he say? What did he say?
Candy?
Yes, what did Candy say? Oh. You know.
Candy.
Who did he fuck? Say it, Robbie. She's going to hear the show and not respect you if you don't say her name. Who did your dog say it fuck?
Jennifer Lopez.
No.
All right, my wife.
No, Jen Kirkman.
Jen Kirkman.
Hey, it's funny you're here. My friend Jake is here. Hey, do you mind? He has a surfing question for you.
Oh, my God.
Is that cool if I put him on the phone?
Yeah.
Am I being intrusive?
Todd, I love your friends.
Oh,
so much.
Thank you.
You're so nice about
I gotta meet some of your friends.
Oh, there's not a lot of them. You know.
Are you gonna come to my, you wanna sit in on a podcast?
Sit in? I'm there, buddy. How long are we talking here?
Whenever you're in LA.
Okay, man.
All right, my friend Jake.
Jake, it's Harry Styles.
Hey, what's going on, Harry? Jake Adams here.
Jake, you sound like a good guy.
Well, thanks,
nice
man.
Nice to make your acquaintance.
That's crazy you can tell that just after one sentence.
Yeah. You know when you can tell when someone's smiling over the phone?
Yeah. Hey, man, quick question for you. I was with my little sister. She's 13. Big fan.
Oh, my God. Tell her I say hello.
Her name's Elizabeth. I will.
Lizzie?
Yeah.
She not like that?
Well, it's with an S.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So, Lissy.
Lissy. I'm sorry. Why did I assume she had a nickname? That's... Doi. Classic Harry.
She's such a big fan, Harry, that I don't think she would care what you call her.
Of really. Mine?
Yeah. I mean, really.
Oh, my God.
I mean, so how old are you?
I have to be at least 20-ish.
I mean, all due respect, because she showed me some of your videos online,
mm-hmm.
and she loved it.
I thought you had a surfing question.
Well, we were surfing the internet.
Oh. A play on words.
And I don't want to be disrespectful, but I just want to know because, you know, I want to reach my little sister as much as anybody else.
Yeah.
And you're an older guy in your 20s. Why do you think these younger girls who have not yet gone through puberty are so infatuated with you? It's kind of creepy to me as an older brother, to be honest. But
it's a little disrespectful.
Oh, my God, Jake. I'm sorry. I don't know what that was about.
Oh, it's fine.
It seemed a little rude, didn't it?
Oh, no.
No, did I overreact? It was a little disrespectful. Wasn't he saying...
To be honest, I was caught a smidgen off guard, but, you know...
All right, that freaked me out. I thought you were upset with what he said. It seemed like he was accusatory.
No, you know what? I want to hear what people... You know, when you reach a certain level, people just, you know, kiss your ass, and it's nice to actually hear someone who's willing to...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so, you know... I'm coming from a good place, you know. I'm just looking out to protect my sister.
Be nice. Be nice.
If my sister brought
nice.
Home...
Be nice.
Harry, let me reason with you.
Just say you like his music and give me the fucking phone.
Stop. I like that my little sister likes your music.
Oh, thank you, Jake!
I like that she...
All right, cool. All right, thank you.
That Jake seems like a good guy.
Oh. I feel like now... Do you want to keep talking to him? I feel like I'm stepping in the middle here.
Well, let maybe hear him out.
Do you have any little sisters?
Well, in fact, I do.
How old are they?
They're about Elizabeth's age, actually.
Do they like your music?
Well, you know, it's a little rough, siblings. You know, they're never going to think you're that cool, right. But, you know.
Okay, so I'm just saying, if you're a little sister, mm-hmm. just searched out another 25-year-old guy.
Right.
And she was just she loved everything about him.
Uh-huh.
Would you be okay with that if she wanted to see...
I can answer this question.
And if you don't, Harry, do you mind if I answer it?
No, please.
I'm being totally serious here. Potato salad. It is being asked in a very accusatory way, and you didn't do anything wrong. It's like, it's very normal. I'm sure a doctor that understands human sexual behavior, sometimes little children, at that age 13, they develop crushes on adults.
Right.
And as long as nothing happens, it can be very normal if no one takes advantage of their innocence. And you're implying that he does. So I think the question is totally unnecessary. Am I wrong?
It is, you know, I was kind of taken off guard, to be honest, but I appreciate it. I've never thought about it. It's nice to think about it.
All right. Listen, I gotta go. I have a podcast to do. Who's it?
Hello?
Who's that?
This is Veronica Stiles.
Shut up.
I'm Harry's 13-year-old sister. Can I talk to Jake for a second, please?
Hey, Veronica. Ronnie? Can I call you Ronnie?
Jake, that's not my name. It's Veronica.
I'm sorry. I'm here with my little sister. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was overhearing the conversation about younger girls and older musicians, and I just wanted to tell you it's a perfectly normal part of any girl's adolescence to be infatuated with full-grown men, really. It's a non-sexual fascination that it crosses cultural boundaries. It's what I'm saying is, for you to criticize my brother for being the idol of teens the world over is silly, really.
You're so smart, Veronica.
Thank you for saying so. I am British. All right, I'm going to put Harry back on the phone. Cheerio.
All right. Well, Harry.
Yeah? What an interesting conversation. I need more spice in my day.
Listen. Do you want to hear... do you want to stay in the line when I play my... one of my themes to my show?
Oh, my God, would I?
Are you sure?
Well.
Did you hear the ones I play all the time?
Of course, Todd. I listen to it when I'm driving.
Do you like this one?
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
That's one of my favorites.
Christopher sent that. All right, so listen, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, bye, Todd. Take it easy.
Cool.
So there you go, guys. You got to talk to him. Do you feel more comfortable now, not jealous of our friendship? He was nice.
He was really nice to a fault. Like, I'm still pretty jealous because, like, to have a friend who's that much of a star but also that down to earth, it's pretty special.
He reminds me of my friends, you know?
He does. That's what I thought when I hung out with him. I'm like, he reminds me of Aristotle.
His sister, wise beyond her years.
She talked like a 50-year-old Victorian lady.
In the bit, I think it would be better if you said she talked like a 33-year-old. You're like, his voice matched up. Yeah, nice sister. She talks like a 60-year-old dumb guy, insinuating that that's what his voice is. I know you weren't. I'm just saying my bit. Yeah. But what I'd like to do, now you asked me to sing before the show. You wanted me to sing a song. So what I'd like to do.
Nobody asked you to sing, Todd. Nobody here before they came in. I don't know what you're talking about. When anybody came in, nobody asked you to sing.
All right. Well, not to be a dick, but why don't you worry about your phone sound effects? No, I mean, he's just very critical of my voice. I don't know why, because there was something sort of real in this. I mean, obviously, it's not like he really can't play the phone sound effects, but it seemed so mean when it came out of my mouth. Like, it had nothing to do with anything, and I always say he tries his hardest. Then all of a sudden, in another bit, well, why don't you fucking worry about yourself? Yeah. Because he's so bad at them. That would be a mean punch if somebody in real life was like,
yeah,
your phone sound effects blow.
It reminded me of, like, a married couple. You know, like, when they get in a fight and one of them brings up something from, like, weeks ago.
Can I get a little thing? Joe wrote me a song. Now, I don't know if you could find a beat with this with the trumpet, but I think it's like a bump, 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 bump. Can we try it? Put a little reverb in my mic, please. Here we go. Maybe with the tambourine. I like the tambourine. Thank you. Anybody else? Going. Bum 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 bum. Here we go. We'll go like this, we'll do it right, we'll move right along. But then at one point I'll stop and we'll start again. I host the number one podcast, the rating, it's a fact. I'm playing jingles to keep Chris Hardwick off my back, and then the band stops. And start again. Here at Black Horse Motors, we go deep into the night with lights and smoke and bubbles. I play my guests on right. We have some guy with instruments who love to lend a hand, but it's my show and I'm in charge of cutting off the band. But then they start up. Jake and Aristotle help in so many ways. Lynn and Joe send jingles that we play and play and play. When I go on ride-alongs, I hang out with the cops. And when I lead the band in song, I like to make them stop. We have hundreds of bits and try each and every guest. I got so close. I got so close. Harry, are you still there?
Yeah, I didn't have much to do, so I figured I'd stay on the line in case he came back.
Oh, I was embarrassed. We were just fucking around with that song. I don't really act like I can sing.
Todd, I've been around music for a long time, and that was one of the best gosh darn things I
have
ever
heard.
Todd, I'm serious.
You think I should do it again?
Todd, I'm going to think... Yeah, do I think you should do it again?
No, I'll do it next week. Even I won't, in the bit, make people listen to that again.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks. I didn't know you and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you, Todd. Bye. Take it easy.
Did he hang up? Did you hang up?
No.
Oh, what are you, bored?
Kinda.
Aristotle loves your music.
Oh, do you? Do you?
Yeah, I can put it. You want... Do you mind? Do you want to talk? No, 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 no. This is stupid. Yeah, you don't have to talk to Aristotle.
Okay, no.
No, I don't. No offense to you, Aristotle. It's just, I mean, it's Harry Styles.
Yeah, no, I mean,
do you really want to? All right, all right.
You know, might as well.
Let me give him the phone. That's the noise you hear.
Cable's out, so I don't have much to do.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I had to run in from the other room.
Oh, that's right. He's the producer. All right.
Can you pass me the phone now?
He's the producer on the show.
Oh, yeah. How's that show going?
Oh, man, we're doing so well. I'm such a big fan.
Oh.
Oh, God. It's so unreal right now to just be on the phone with you.
Just talk normal.
Are you vegan?
No, ask you.
How was your day?
Oh, pretty good.
Are you vegan?
Well. What? You know.
Ask him if he's vegan.
Are you vegan?
Am I what?
Are you vegan?
Vegan?
Vegan.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know. No, but I
let him answer. You're talking while he's talking. It's like,
I'm so nervous.
Is that Todd in the background there?
Yeah.
No, don't tell him it's me.
Oh, he's not here. Oh,
okay.
It's me and you.
Well, if he comes back, tell him I say hi.
Hold on. I got my Harry.
Yeah?
Todd wants to talk to you, but I want to keep talking to you. What's it like being you?
It's pretty good. It's boring a lot of the time.
My friend Andy has to leave, so let me say goodbye.
Okay.
Hang up, though. I feel bad. I'm self-conscious now.
No, you hang up, Todd.
We'll be back after we let Andy Woods out.
Alrighty. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Our guests today are wow. Well, during we took a break because we let Andy Woods out, so we won't be needing this anymore. That's it. In the trash, Andy. Sorry you could have stayed. We would have played that another time. Really, I mean, I'll make the joke, but I'm going to make it quick. Play it again. Nope, turn it off. So that's what you love. Whatever you're doing, your name will never be mentioned the rest of the show. It was fun. Andy, you know what? I know you're listening, and you're okay, and you're very special, okay?
I liked him.
But this guy's still here, you know.
The king of Burbank, Robbie Goodwin.
The king of... So during that little break, we made some hot chocolate, but I made it half a cup of hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla chocolate, I think it is.
Oh.
We're tilting glasses. I made half of it. I put the vanilla. It says, like, it's not hot chocolate, but it's vanilla, whatever that means. Yeah, it's more vanilla-y. And I put halfway with the hot water is fucking boiling hot, but it needed to be, because then I filled the fuck out of the cup with whipped cream.
Oh.
But then kept stirring it until the whole cup was, like... thick.
That's delicious.
Vanilla chocolate. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's really good. I feel like there's a lot going on in here.
There is. How quick are you? Hey, hi, hello. Remember, we did that for a long time. I don't know why. I think it's... I like to see how quick people can pick this up.
Hey, hi, hello. This is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello. Hey, hi, goodbye.
Do you want to play it again?
Do you think you can remember that?
I can remember at least three words.
All right, we'll try it again, singing along with it, and then we'll see how long it takes you to. By the way, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to.
I'll do it.
It could take you 20 times. With me, it's rarely. It's even if I listen to it 10, it's still pretty hard.
I have a terrible memory.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe you're more like me. Hey, either way, if you're more like me or more like Rory Scovel, who picked it up very quickly.
Oh, really?
And he's not doing so well. So probably.
Oh yeah.
Want to be more like me?
What happened?
They thought he was hot, but ever since they found out what he did, oh shit! I thought everybody knew. Oh, I don't want to throw a friend.
What do you do?
I'm not like that. No, I'm not. He's a friend. Shoplifting is a very serious... Okay, I said too much already.
Where did he shoplift?
Yeah.
No, it's a Gap.
Oh, God.
Not out of only the store, but somebody's purse.
Not more than one item, I would hope.
A rack.
Oh.
He acted like he worked at the Gap. He put on the fake Gap hat that they wear.
Oh, my God.
And he went in there and he goes, oh, I'm just a Gap employee moving a rack out of the store. And he got away with it until he got to his car.
So funny.
Must have been a big car.
Listen, my stories have loophole. My stories have leaks. Don't tell anybody. Boy, that's good. Vanilla chocolate with whipped cream in it. I went through a whole can of whipped cream tonight and bought it for a bit. I bought it for a bit for the show when we play the Candyman and we play Who Can Take the Sunrise? And I go around squirting whipped cream in everybody's mouth.
Oh.
But I used a whole can and I only drank it twice out of my, you know, when you go in your mouth. I did that twice. That's it. The rest of it went to your drink and my drink. That's how much whipped cream I put in there.
I knew there was a lot going on in here.
There's not a ton of cream in those cans, I feel like. I feel like I run out of whipped cream real quick.
If it's fluffy in the can, if it's fluffy in the can already, then it can't be that much. It must be not fluffy. I think it gets fluffy when it comes. You know what I mean? Does it become white and creamy when it leaves the can? Of course, of course.
Sounds like an editing term.
Sounds like I sound like a moron when I asked that, but people knew what I meant. And of course, it's not creamy in the can. It's comes out, right?
Yeah,
because you couldn't fit as much. If it was like if your shaving cream was shaving cream in the thing before it came out, like if it was white and fluffy. Whatever, you know, then it wouldn't, you could only get six shaves out of it.
That sounds like a morning duo, by the way, creamy in the can.
A morning duo?
A morning radio duo. Like, hey, it's creamy in the can.
Hey, everybody, this is creamy in the can.
Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome creamy in the can.
Hey! What's going on here, Los Angeles area?
Thank you, everybody.
Light traffic.
I'm creamy in the...
No, now we're like a bad sketch group. Stop this.
Yeah, I
didn't feel it.
It's mostly the joke.
Yeah, creamy in... No, creamy in the can was the funniest part. It just needed to... And it didn't need to turn into a bad bit that we weren't going to do justice. I lobbed it out.
I liked it.
Oh, well, you know what? Let's do it again.
All right.
Creamy in the can. By the way, you know, the only thing I'm complimenting about that was creamy in the can. I'm not insulting the idea. And then I started going off with, I thought it would be funny to do creamy in can and imitate a lounge act. Like, and the drums.
I misunderstood.
That's what I was doing. I was like, hey, everybody, it's creamy in the can.
Oh, that's better.
No, well.
It came in hot with the jingle.
Hey, you know what? No one did anything wrong. Harry, are you still there?
Todd, I'm not going to lie to you.
What did we just talk about if you're still there?
Well, I was really hoping to hear more of that creamy in the can bit.
Okay.
I thought it had potential.
All right, well, go. You see, you could have just eavesdropped, so you heard the whole bit about the cream. Tell me what we, go ahead, tell me what we were talking about.
Well, you know, you're talking about cream in cans and... Someone in there did a riff.
Oh, that was, I think, Robbie.
Oh, sounds like a nice guy. Anyway, then you did a little lounge act.
Oh, I was going to try to do it. Yeah, but I didn't. I got sidetracked.
I'm laughing thinking about it.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Todd, what? You take it easy.
All right, I'll talk to you. When do you go on tour?
Oh, boy. I keep meaning to check with my guy.
I would love to. Would it be possible if I ever went on the tour bus?
Todd.
Oh shit! Is that you?
Huh?
That's how fast Kissy is. Is that you? He's talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god! I think you're calling on the other line. I have to hang up.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on. Hello. Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! He can't do it regular. He can't do it. Oh please, God! If there is a God, okay, listen to this, God. You owe it to me, if you do exist and you can make any wishes come true, to let Jake know that he doesn't have to do this. If there is a God, please, just somehow. Now that's a dog barking. That's not even a phone. That's not even a phone. I really don't want to do the bit anymore. I mean, are you still there?
Todd, I'm not going to lie to you. I've been listening to that conversation you're having.
Well, he has a hard time with the phone sounds. I might be too hard on him.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, when I go to make calls on the podcast.
It's tough managing people, though, Todd. You know, you shouldn't don't be too hard on yourself.
Oh, too hard on myself? I thought I was too hard on him.
Oh, well, you know, maybe that, too. I like to be nice to people.
I mean, you hear what he does. You hear the phone. Do you hear that when you call in? Like, can you tell that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Not when you call. I call you mostly.
Yeah, no, but, you know. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Doodling around. I was thinking about turning on my TV, but.
Well, how far do you live from the other guys?
You know, about, you know, half a mile east.
Oh, you guys live close. Do you get a, I know it's stupid, but do you guys get along?
Do we get along? Yeah.
Overall?
Yeah.
That's cool. That makes traveling probably a lot easier.
Yeah. Jeff is into sports, and that can be hard.
What?
I'm not it. How about, do you get along with other comedians?
Yeah, yeah, I like comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I like hanging out with comedians.
Yeah, yeah.
You hung out that night backstage. You could tell there was a good energy in the room, right?
Yeah, there's a yoga machine.
I know, there was a yoga machine. I was telling the guys that.
Oh, you're telling the guys?
He likes them that much. Oh, you're talking to the guys? I love the guys.
Have they mentioned me?
Oh,
I love those guys.
All righty, everybody. We're going to go in for the close. What time is it? I don't always ask, but...
9:32.
Oh, good. That was a fun show. We're going for the close. Now, you know the close. I go in for the close. It means we got a little while.
Love the close.
Oh, my God. Did they mention me? Oh, that's how much he likes them. He can't even imagine them mentioning him. All right. Don't think I don't know what's going on. Some people think I get derailed sometimes, but I remember what we were doing.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad Guy.
Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by.
I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
You want to try it? I think it's best to let you go last.
Okay.
And that's what we'll start off with you. And I can tell you, I'll do it genuinely. By the way, I'm going to be worse than you. I only say that not because I don't think highly, because your own self-doubt. That's
right.
Why. You might shock me, but there's no pressure. Okay, go ahead. You try it, Jake.
With the music, right?
Yeah.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad Guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
I give that a B minus. B plus? Oh, no. B plus. No. Oh, what you just did? No, an A plus. A plus plus.
A plus plus?
Yeah, I swear to God. I thought I was judging Robbie. Or me. Or whoever went last.
So I'm the best?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Are you crazy? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You
want to
go?
What?
You want to go?
Do I want to what?
You want to go?
Who do I want to go where?
You want to go and have a turn.
Do I want to what?
No,
I don't even understand what you're
saying. I'm trying to talk to you. I don't even think I'm a real person.
What? Why would I? Yes, I do. What? I don't know what we're even talking about. You just started crying, and I felt bad.
You want to have a turn.
Do I want to what?
Have a
turn?
A tournament? No! Oh, God.
Yes, just say yeah. Of course.
Of course.
Okay, listen, let me move on here. Hey, hi, hello.
Hey,
give
hi,
it.
Hello,
oh, that all started because I gave him a B minus and he wanted a better grade.
I like you and
I hope you like hi. Hey, hi, hello.
Hey, hi, goodbye.
Hey, hi, hello. Hey, hi, goodbye. That's the last part. Give it a shot.
If the audience does.
Oh, my producer's in the other room. Now, what's going on? These other shows, the producers sit at the desk or something?
I think just with them.
Shut up. Where do they? I know they sit at the same table as the, it's not a producer. It's just someone in the show that, it's just like a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Go ahead. What producer?
If the listeners don't know by now that I'm the best at the song, they need to listen again.
Yeah, hold on. You are very good at this, so go ahead. Give it a shot.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad Guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
I'm sorry, I didn't have your mic on. And to George Carlin, I was being serious. Now talk.
Hello.
Try it without it. Hey, hi. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, hello. This is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for stopping by. I like you, and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello. Hey, hi. Goodbye.
Wham. Do it again. Well, Aristotle, Aristotle, Aristotle.
I know all the words to this one.
Wait a second. Aristotle, Aristotle. That's funny that Aristotle knew how to do it. Because I saw them peeking at my notes before the show. Listen, everything's fine. Let's play. Okay.
Hey Todd, you just got a text from some guy named Lewis.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see it. Well, you swear to God. What if I have a show? Look at me. You know, I know more than one Lewis.
Anderson?
Why, when you say Louis into the phone, does it go Lewis?
Louis. Did you make it?
That's funny. No. Okay. So this John Decker thing. Do we have video on this for everybody to watch? Did you see the original John Decker where the guy's singing? Can you play that first? And by the way, it doesn't matter if it takes. If you can find it, there's no hurry. You didn't know we were going to do it. But as long as you don't mind looking for it, I don't mind waiting. Yeah, the first one, because I think it'll help to show Robbie that one first. And the listeners can hear it. Something just happened. Cleaning up. It's good to get Andy out of here. Boy, was he a pig.
Jeez.
Wow. He left Doritos all over his chair. And he wasn't even eating them. He wears them for underwear. That's what you don't pay for. That joke that I just made. I'm John Decker. And this guy is at church. And there's someone next to him. It's so much of like someone, like a woman from the 60s or 70s, early 70s maybe, wearing like one of those women's suits. Like, you know.
Pantsuit?
Like, yeah, pantsuit and... She's sitting at the piano and upright, but she has to turn to look who's playing, and she can play without looking at the piano.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then this guy's singing, and if it's not real, so far with all the stupid research we can do, you know, that you can do on a show, you research sounds a little heavy, but like YouTube it, see if anyone's said, no, that's actually not real, that's from a sketch group. No,
it's real.
The real deal. So do you have the original one? It's okay. It's all right. You know, I don't mind the noise when I think I learn later when I listen at home. People can imagine we're turning the computer around so everyone at the table can see.
Check it out.
Okay, we're drag it a little further. That's a term I use.
This has been a nice time for me. This year I have made 55 years teaching in this town. And for the students on this show tonight, go to the First United Methodist Church. That includes me. I was First United Methodist Church. Reverend Jones, Bill Jones, opened our show last time, and he's not here tonight. So John Dacre's here, Bob Spencer, Michelle Casey, and I all go to First United Methodist Church. So John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays, and it's Christ the Lord is Risen Today, and he's going to do Amora, too, okay?
He's going to do Amora, too. But first, he's going to... You got to let it breathe. Just let's let it breathe.
My name is John Dacre. Is risen today, hallelujah. Saints, men, and angels say, hallelujah. It's your voice in triumph's high, hallelujah.
It's sad. It's like a Tim and Eric video.
Pause it. Is it real or is it fake?
It has to be real. Right?
I mean, I think it's real. I really do. If
it's fake, then they were very ahead of their time because I feel like this kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no. What if it was? If it was fake, I don't think it's because they did it back then. Fake. It would have been because it was done to look old.
Oh, I see.
Old.
Yes.
But I am going to say all my instincts. No, because it's the subtlety of it. Well, if it's real. It's real. I guess we can be fooled sometimes. Hey, if it's not real, then somebody did a great fucking job.
Yeah.
And not more than a great fucking job. It's fucking unbelievable if this is fake. Good for them. They fucking know comedy like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's...
It looks... Because there's nothing... If it's fake, there's like no like obvious joke to it. It's just the vibe and the
right
stiltedness that's so funny, you know?
And the only thing over the top is... You know, it's oh, anyway, I'm probably overanalyzing it, but that's what
I love
like
doing that, though.
Yeah, it's well, because the only thing he's doing abnormal is just the fact being void of emotion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not.
And not moving his hands just by his sides.
But I know people, I sort of think I know people, not in my close circle like that. They're just so uncomfortable in their own skin. But if you wanted to sing and you're uncomfortable in your own skin, then get up there and this is, you know. Listen to how he sings.
And that's like a little dinky piano in the background.
I know. And maybe I'm laughing at maybe I'm making fun of the wrong people. But you know, I'm not hurting his feelings. Go ahead.
I don't care.
Hits your eye like a big pizza pie that's amore.
He gets lost.
Amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, and the bell ring, more.
She's playing the piano like everything's all right.
How did these two find each other?
Sugar and love.
Hello.
When you know that you feel some more to me, but you see, back in old Napoli. That's amore.
The funniest part is he got dressed up.
So anyway, there's more.
Oh, okay.
His friend, is it the same? It looks like the same piano player, doesn't it? They must have a lot of shows at this place. If we're, you know what I mean? Like this is a church that all... Look, I think it's a church, but they all, sounds like they have like nights where everybody sings a lot.
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
is something else going on a different night, and they probably reference each other.
Gotcha,
so here
gotcha.
We go.
Hello, my name is Pearl Gross, and I like to do a little bit of comedy once in a while about my brother Bob.
Oh.
You know, you've heard Bob sing tonight. Gets kind of nervous when he gets up here. You know, I got all the talent, but he got the looks. Boy, I tell you, he's something else. I have to watch him all the time. I've got three kids.
The cuts.
And, seven grandkids, just had one Aww. Born the 14th of February on Valentine's Day. So a little girl named Samantha, so she's a sweet little doll. But first I'd like to tell you a joke about my brother Bob. You know, we travel all over the South, and Bob is something else. I tell you, I get so embarrassed when I'm with Bob. It's terrible. The other day, Bob went down on the beach, you know, and he's 90-pound weakling, you know, down there in that 200-pound bully.
What I love about this is it's when a – by the way, there are also something – and I know why I'm saying this, so I don't feel bad for laughing at it. I'm also laughing at it because it's adorable. And it's as pure as it gets. You know, she's just up there. And then, you know, I'm allowed to laugh at it for the other reason. It's
it
just
so
void of someone that is like trying to do. There's no, it's like all so stiff. That's why it's also sad. They're so stiff.
The digression of just announcing how many kids she has. And
right.
Then, anyway, my brother. It's like, what the
first
fuck?
Then what they do is people like this. They don't have jokes. So, by the way, some people that might sell it a little better than her do it. No matter who does it, I'm telling you this. If anybody in the audience does it, that's listening, stop it. It's when you take a joke and you try to act like it happened to you. And by the way, people have done that in my life where they went – they'll make a joke about somebody. Yeah, my friend Bill. And then they do it. And, oh, by the way, I got a little lost. Comedians do it early on in stand-up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you learn quickly. No. You get a stand-up up there and he's like, and you go, that's an old joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Okay. But comedians can sell it a little better where they can fool the audience.
Yeah.
They really can make it. But she's doing it the worst possible. It's a weakling joke, I'm sure. And she goes, now she knew she had to fit that in there at one point,
right.
So she uncomfortably went, now he's like a weakling. I have a feeling, if I remember correctly, that what I'm saying will make sense as we let it roll. Yeah. That it's just an old joke.
Knocked the sand in his face. Bob said, I got to gain some weight. He come home, he gained some weight all right. He got up to 200 pounds, and guess what? He went back to that there beach, and the 400-pound bullies kicked sand in his face. And do you think he's going to gain 400 pounds? Probably will, the way he eats. And we went down south here a while back, and Bob, we was at this gas station, and Bob got out. Always got to go to the bathroom. Every time we stop, that man has to, that's the first stop, you know, like a little bit of kid. Well, he went to the bathroom, and when he got to that bathroom, come out, this old dog, this old mangy-looking dog started ambling across the parking lot, and Bob said, sir, will your dog bite? And sir said, nope, my dog don't bite. Bob reached down to pet that old dog, and that dog took his hand off. Just about. Bob said, I thought you said your dog didn't bite, man. He said, that ain't my dog. He's just such an embarrassment to me.
Her transition game is on point.
Jumped out and run in Ace Hardware. Y'all know what Ace Hardware is. Well, he run in Ace Hardware. Said, I need a mousetrap. The lady says, well, just a minute, sir. I'm waiting on the customer. Bob says, well, hurry up in a hurry. I got to catch a bus. And she says, feller, we ain't got one that big. So, see, I'm telling you, he's just embarrassing.
See, he said,
time.
I have to catch a mouse.
Like
and he goes, hurry up, I have to catch a bus.
And the first one is
and she goes, oh, there's no mouse.
To.
Oh, you can, hold on, let's listen to it.
And he would, if he were alive, he would be somewhere around 103 years old right now. And this was one of his favorite songs.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I did not know we had this. This is a treat.
She's still playing. The same girl.
Yes. Hold on, pause.
Playing the piano.
She's probably been there for like all day.
What is she? No, listen. Wait, is that Jake's grandma? listen, this is just. Am I right that it's also funny at like few levels? It is like so like charming, like the simpleness of it.
Because here's the thing. She's doing street jokes, clearly, but she's injecting so much of her personality into it in a weird
she's
way.
Trying so
if
hard.
She had done it for. If she had been. I don't know. It's like you weirdly see potential in it, but it's also so terrible.
No, it makes me. I don't know why it shouldn't, but sometimes it even makes me when people think they can save the. So I and she does. You don't. They don't even tell them. It's so funny. So that will that dog bite me? You're supposed to say, and then he did. He nearly. You're supposed to say bite. He didn't. Wait. Will that dog bite me? Will your dog bite me? Has your never mind. I'm well, sorry.
She's almost doing the thing Norm MacDonald did when he did like the moth joke on
right.
Conan.
By
where
the way,
she's like elongating a street joke's like set up way too longer than it should have gone. Just like and then, you know, so Bob, yeah, my brother, by the way, he goes into there and then he goes to the bathroom and then he comes out of the bathroom
exactly.
And wouldn't you know it, he finds himself a dog. Just like why is this all this? This is so unnecessary.
Exactly. Just start with the dog.
Yeah, just like my brother Bob ran into a dog.
Yeah, yeah. He gets out of the car and he's walking towards the gas station. He looks at how much the gas is because I remember he said to me like, "Oh my God, it's only $3." Anyway, then he goes walking completely to go into the store from his car where he had left.
Yeah.
And as he's walking the rest from when he talked to me to then when he was walking in, he saw a car pulled up, a blue Chevy.
Yeah.
And what do you know, in that car comes out of the back a happy dog barking, hello, rah, rah. But then he goes, rah. So Bob says to him, does your dog bite? He said, oh, the gentleman that owned the dog. He goes, no, my dog's never bit nobody. My dog hasn't ever. And tilting the
say my dog a couple more times. Though.
My dog. Oh, no, my dog. No, my oh no, my dog has never been. So Bob, go ahead. Bob goes ahead. He goes on down and he leans down because he's going to pet that dog.
Bob, by the way, is about 6'2", 6'3".
6'2", wears a big blue shirt.
So he has to bend quite a distance.
And what he does is he bends down and he looks at that dog, who's the one that was told that his owner didn't. This is the same dog from the guy, remember originally the guy in the car, my Bob, my friend, he's in the, well, he's the one, basically, he's the one that said, does your dog bite? And the guy said, oh, my dog? My dog doesn't bite.
And Bob and I, we've been talking about dogs earlier that
day. We have been. So Bob reaches down to pet the dog, and that dog, dear Nairlier, took his arm off. It took him one chomp almost took his whole arm off nearly.
Doesn't
don't,
she
don't
say
commit to anything.
Wait, she says literally in the joke that he bit his whole hand off, yeah. Right?
Yeah, and that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's like what? I'm already like off
hand.
Board.
Yeah, why make that lie? It doesn't even help the joke. He bit his whole hand off. No,
it's
he didn't.
Like all these
he didn't
details that make it more realistic, and then all of a sudden just reality's out the door. Right before the punchline.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
The audience is just thinking about that guy without a hand.
Right. And then that's when even halfway smart people go, all right, this is a joke. Sell it to me as a joke because I don't have to have it any of any rules if it's a joke. Guy walks into a bar, you know.
Yeah.
Someone tries. That's what it is. And I know she's a layman, but I'm more addressing when a comedian does it.
Oh,
it's like,
totally,
no,
yeah.
No, don't do that. And by the way, comedians only at very early stages do that.
No, what she does, though, like I have seen comics do that kind of thing. So I've seen comics do it well, but then, you know.
I've seen some newer comics.
Not like not street jokes necessarily, but
no,
take
no.
Like a premise and like just elongate the hell out of the setup.
For
like,
no reason.
For a dumb joke.
For a
yeah.
dumb joke, right. And then the payoff. The longer the setup, the better the punchline might be. And they have to remember that. You go, is this worth it? Because
yeah.
if you're stretching it out, is it have a big payoff?
Right.
Oh, my God. Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for stopping by. Hey, hi, hello. Why don't you come by? I like you, and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hi. Hey, hello, hi. Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for coming by. Hey, hi, hello. Hey, hi, hello. All right, listen. All right. We'll be back right
We've
after
got
this.
A show. It's called the Todd Glass Show. And we'll work real hard, like our fingers to the bone. And you'd think that we'd drive Chevy trucks and we'd lift heavy things. And it feels like we're real Americans, heart of the country, but we're not. We're kind of elitist snobs. We work in Hollywood, we smoke a little weed, and we do a podcast show. But we love it, and we love it, and we work real hard, so we hope you love it too.
Go down to your Chevy dealer and mention the Todd Glass Show.
We hope you love it, too.
And they'll take care of you. The Chevy trucks, you're going to like them. They got a whole new line of trucks, a whole new look, inside, outside. They took trucks that were already great. They just know how to make them even that much better. Because I'll tell you what, the old ones were great, too. So, wait a second. Some people say, oh, is Todd getting money from Chevy? Nope. We're going in.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah, what?
What year was I born in?
You were, why? What year were you born in?
Yes.
1994.
Wrong! Wrong, 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 wrong.
The 1991.
Hey, me too.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Hey, Todd, what year was I born in?
Oh, my God, I'm stupid. I'm officially stupid. No, hold on. 1991.
Because you know you're right, 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 you're not wrong. You're right,
right, right, right, right, you're not wrong.
You're right,
right, right, right, right, you're not wrong.
You're
right, 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 you're not right, 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 right.
Right.
Robbie, we're going in. Are you hungry?
I gotta eat.
I know.
I had a chicken bowl earlier.
Watch your mouth. I guess we could. I thought what we could do to go to close. Is there anything anybody wants to say? Everybody feels heard. I thought what we could do. We did all. Did we play this as part of our summer concert series? Do that next week. Did we play this? Oh, yeah, we did. Never mind. I didn't realize we definitely played that. Okay. Everybody knows that. There's no reason to play it, really, is there? I mean...
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
It's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips. Is that what Christopher sent in the first time? Yeah, that's what it says. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show.
Oh.
So let's isolate and cry.
Oh, it's isolate and cry. It's the opposite, I guess. What's the first one?
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
Oh, so it's the opposite.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's isolate and cry.
ComedyJingles.com.
Is that what he does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, comedy, this guy does it professionally?
Yeah, comedy jingles.
Dude, you got to give me some more. I love Let's Kiss on the Lips. That's one of my favorites. Don't tell lyricist Joe. He gets steaming. Oh, shit, he's calling in the show right now. Oh, wait, guys, do not mention that I've been playing jingles from other people. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I want to make this bit work. So lyricist Joe found out that sometimes I play jingles that people send in, so he doesn't know we're on the air right now. Okay, go ahead. Hello? Is that you, Joe?
Hello, Todd. This is lyricist Joe.
What's up?
Not much, man. Just hanging out. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. We're doing the show.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
We're doing the show right now. We have it on. We took a break, though.
Okay, that's good.
What's up?
No, nothing much. Just working on my lyrics.
Cool. I love the songs. We've been playing the hell out of the...
Oh, man. Just mine, yeah?
Joe, how's your wife?
Oh, man, she's great. She's, you know.
I do. No, look, I got to deal with this. Joe, we love everything you send into the show.
Oh,
you know I do.
Oh, yeah.
But if sometimes, like, the Let's Kiss on the Lips thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me not to play it. I mean, that's one of our favorite jingles on the show. It doesn't negate the way I feel about your songs. You do more than jingles. You do songs. You do jingles.
You
do
sting.
I do. I do play a lot of yours. We play,
but why would you play someone else's if you don't like mine?
No, we do like yours.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we play Let's Go In for the Clothes. Do you know how you're a huge part of the show? Like, I feel like you're insulting yourself by insinuating. They send it in to try to be like you. You're lyricist Joe.
But, I mean, in all due respect, Joe, this guy's got a website.
He does. I mean, this guy does it. You know?
I'm working on one. I've got a Friendster. I've got a Zeusk.
I do MySpace. What was the first one?
Friendster?
What was the first one that, like, Dane Cook made so popular?
MySpace.
I have over 8 MySpace blog posts. I'm on LiveJournal.
All right, I got to go. I won't play any but the others.
LyricistJoe.Zanga.com. Thank you, Todd.
Oh my God, why are both of those lines lit up when we just... Oh, we hung up on him. There's one. Well, who's the one line? Is Harry?
Yeah.
Are you still...
Is that Todd?
What, he's stalking me now? He wants to act like... I didn't even know that you...
Todd, fancy hearing you on the line.
Are you been listening to the whole show?
Well, you know. Yeah. In there. Yeah.
Do you ever have that whipped peanut butter?
Oh, yeah.
So good, isn't it?
I've only had it once or twice, but, you know.
Oh, my God. If you come to L.A., you'll have so much of it, because I eat it every night.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
It's great. It's, like, fluffy. It's like, you know, do you guys eat cream cheese there?
Yeah. Over here, we call it a creamed cheese. You know,
there's
some differences between, you know.
It's like that, but it's whipped. Jake, ask him your surfboard question.
Hey, Harry.
Oh, is this Jake?
It is, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, have you ever been surfing in Venice Beach? Or surfing ever? Have you ever been surfing ever?
I think so.
So, you've been on a surfboard out in the ocean?
Sure, I have.
All right, we got to go. I have a way we can end the show. That we played all these... We, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, I'll just be on the line. Thanks, Todd.
Okay, cool. You, oh, do you like Don Rickles?
Oh, yeah, no, I love Don Rickles.
I'll trade you laughter for love. I'll trade you one for the other. Laughter. What can you lose? Some madness, mirth. And for whatever it's worth, whether you like it or not, I'll give you all that I've got. I'll trade you sunlight for gold. One shines as bright as the other. Love is pure gold, and laughter the sun. Life, this is my life. For all of my life. And you are part of this life. I swear that it's true. I love to do what I do, to share this laughter I give, for just a little love from.
Wow, that. I was not ready for that to, it sort of moved me.
Yeah, it's
because
really.
Because that's, I'm almost positive I'm right, because he is sitting during the performance. So it's recent, because only in the last year and a half, I think he's been, since he had that operation on his leg, and, you know, it's just, he's sitting on his, sitting during his performance. But it's, I mean, that song, like, you know, some people would say that's maybe schmaltzy or whatever, but that's the type I could take. Because you know what, like, fuck, he's a fucking living legend up there singing that song. And you know what, he had great moments when I was so happy to see it, because that's okay if in certain areas he might be getting a little slower, but he's still fucking, he ripped out that song at the end of the show. And then there's great moments of him opening the show where, you know what, if he's funny, even if he's sitting, you don't feel bad. Because you're like, oh, he's fucking doing, this is the most happy he is. So as long as everything's good and overwhelmingly, it's still a good show. I know there's going to be some nights probably where it's better than others, but fuck, it's a powerhouse singing that and then doing. Do you have it from the beginning? I know. Do you mind listening to a little bit? And then I know how we'll take it in for. This is him opening when he's doing this song, like, I'm very influenced by him, and sometimes in so many ways that I genuinely, you know, when I only hear this, I go, oh, that's some, sounds like something I've done. But like in really subconsciously, when, oh, I remember when I saw him do this when I was 12, walk, opening up the show and having a big orchestra, and then you start singing this nonsensical song, then start yelling at the orchestra that they're fucking it up. Like, for a 13 or 12 year old, that was like overwhelming for me, you know, in a 3,000 seat Valley Forge. So let's, it might be hard not seeing it, but let's give it a shot. Play a little bit of Rickles from maybe 4 or 5 months ago, the opening of his show. 15 piece orchestra. All these girls move away from him. I think this is in Montreal. Like, you know, they reveal him like a king.
Huh.
And then he starts singing.
No words. Funny.
Listen. Go on. Stop.
Goddamn band, for Christ's sake, it's wrong! This is Montreal, you gotta do good! You do good here, you go right to Saskatchewan! Son of a bitch. Look at the front, they're old people, they don't know what's going on. This guy's sitting here going, he can't even breathe, I gotta make him laugh, for Christ's sake. Is that the husband? Now, God bless you. I'm a friend. Put him in a home. Am I done with you?
I was done with you when I met you.
The piano. That's the piano player.
That's right. Hey-o. Go back to the piano, pump the organ, and hope you're Catholic. Now, no, I make fun of all people, Catholics, Irish, Jews. Well, Jews, I don't like to make too much fun. No, we're perfect people. We really are. Got a few bump breaks with the Red Sea trick, but hey, you can't win them all. That's what I do. I laugh about people. Look at this elderly couple, smiling and laughing, knowing, tops, you got another month. No, God forbid, you got years together. How many years you married, darling? 35 years to this guy? I'm married 49 years. 49 years.
Roger.
No, come on. No, I said it. I said it. I said it. My rides here. Before you play Rickles again, hold on.
My rides sorry. Here. I can't help it every time.
David Letterman played again. David Letterman can't help himself either.
I started saying it too.
My rides here. I can't help it every time.
I can't help it.
I know.
See, to me, that's all comics. I know it's the hack joke, but yeah. Everybody has it. When you hear that siren, I think I started. Never mind. The audience knows. So anyway, listen. So the Rickles thing here, I mean, it's so like bang, bang, bang. He's really delivering. But I want to listen. Okay, I know what we're going to do to close. Can we listen to this out, hear the song again, and then we'll do the close. And we're good, and we're all good. Everything's good. I'm so glad we played this Rickles clip. Oh, perfect. So glad we played this Rickles clip, but it has put me.
His timing is insanely good.
It's. I know there's people that see him live, and like I said, I'm only saying this in case the odds are someone did see him, and maybe the odds are maybe one night he's sharper than others. But at the end of the day, this is so good to see that like made me excited.
This is recent, right?
Yeah, this is recent.
He's 88 years old. That's
probably 89 now.
That's awesome.
88. He's 88. Why do I have to put another year on the guy? You know what I mean? Okay. So all right, let's keep playing it.
Don't applaud. You never saw her.
He said he was married for 49 years.
Real Jew broad, just lays in the bed going, more jewelry. More jewelry.
So old school.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do, Pop. On a wedding night, we don't just rush at it. And I circle the bed. You got to do that and get an estimate. Are you Jews? How'd you get those seats? What's your last name, Dad? What's your last name? No, I'm talking to your man. Is he deaf? What's your last name, Dad? Vissel. Oh, with them, Mitchell. Yeah. Good to see you. Remember the old days, Mitchell? No wonder he didn't want to tell me his name. I remember you. You were a god at Camp Schneemann. Good to see you, Mitchell. I'm only kidding. I don't care what you are. German, Irish, Jew, Italian. I do care. I'll be honest. That's what I do. No, I don't care what you are. You're a nice couple. You're retired, right, Dad? No. You're not retired. You're an old man. Sit down. It's over, for Christ's sake. I said, I'm married to a wonderful lady, 49 years. She has a new thing now. She gets horny about 4 in the morning. She starts like that. Pussycat. And I got to get my ass under the bed and go, meow. Meow. But you do it. Of course, everything's in her name.
I love the music. He's just doing stand-up. And it's like...
Take it easy, for crying out loud.
He tells the piano guy, take it easy.
Easy, for Christ's sake. That was the basic theme, right?
You just made that up now, right? Let me ask you this. Was that worth losing your job?
I'll give you laughter for love. I'll give you sunshine for him. I want to be him so bad, and I'm really working towards it. I don't know how to end the show, but it's really. What do we do? I mean, I thought I had an idea, but I can't think of it, and we got to close the show. What do we do? I mean, do you have any ideas? He doesn't even have any ideas.
It's just that, we could go to, like, a jingle or something.
I don't know about that. Our jingle machine is broke. But we've got a show to close. What do we do? Please, somebody, do you have any ideas, Aristotle?
I have none.
He doesn't have any. We've got 2 minutes in a show, and we've got no closer. Oh, my...
Chris Hardwick just called in.
Who?
Chris Hardwick just called in. He said if we cancel the show, he's going to cancel the show.
Cancel the show? I can't have this show canceled. I need it. It's my income. What do we do? Oh my God. I've never had this happen. I have no closer. I have no closer. I'm serious. This is scary. You don't know what it's like. Your name isn't on the podcast. If people turn in and they think I don't have a closer, this podcast won't be voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. Like that. But I'm already finding out on my own that it's wiping the walls out between you and me. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, a hotel room. I think about things I want to post. Cool stuff. Slick stuff. Neat stuff. But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. Because it's just who I am. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Hey, hi, hello.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello. Hey, hi, goodbye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Listeners, help the Todd Glass Show stay free by downloading and completing this short anonymous survey. It'll take no more than 5 minutes. Your answers will help match our show with advertisers. You know, that way we're not advertising shit you don't want. So just take a little survey and it'll help us, you know, meet the sensibility of our podcast. Listeners, okay? Listeners will complete a survey. They will be entered into a monthly raffle, and they could win a $100 Amazon gift card. Wow. That ain't bad. Look, we promise not to share your email address, and we won't send you emails unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/glass. Podsurvey/glass. This pod survey... .com/glass to take your survey. Just do it, please. I don't ask for much. You win a $100 Amazon gift card, and you can buy your grandmother a chocolate cock.